Oh, it's the best show. Oh, my goodness. I was waiting to hear Tom's voice start that off, but I realized I'm Tom. I talk. What's up, everybody? The phone number, 201-3-323-484. We got a great show for you tonight. The topic is being changed. I'm changing the topic. It was going to be who believes their own hype? No, out the window. The new topic for tonight. Complainathon 2017. Just get your complaints out. We'll get it out. We'll work it out. And then we'll switch to positives. We'll think of positive things too. Complainathon. Clear the vaults. Burn off the bad energy tonight. Complainathon. You ready, Mike? You ready for Complainathon? Oh, boy. You better get ready over at 201-332-3484 here on The Best Show. It's how we do it. That was not the right thing to play then. There it is. That's the right thing. So, my friends, what do you want to complain about? Burn it off. Get it out of your system. We'll work through it. We'll move past it. And then we will achieve new heights on the other side. Let's do it. And let's say that now it is time for you and I to begin the best show. Let it start. Bye. No, it's just starting. I'm not saying goodbye. I might leave early tonight, but I'm not leaving that early. What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Best Show here on a Tuesday night, October 2017. Is it autumn? It's autumn now, right? Yeah, we're in it. We're in autumn now. What's that now? he's got a Dudio's got a farmer's almanac. Great. Oh, that should be fun. And maybe he can come down and tell us things about sleet to the studio sometime. Please. Tell us all about how much sleet we're looking at. So, we just heard from Helium. From the reissue of the album, The Dirt of Luck. Great album. Great song. Great band. Just the best. Mary Timony's the best. Baby's Going Underground. Very fitting. Very fitting. And that's on Matador. Matador reissued all the Helium records, including one record that compiles all the EP and the B-sides and the... You don't want to miss it. Go get it if you didn't get it yet. It's a way to make yourself feel good, is to listen to that. So, here we are. Me, you, full crew out there, Dudio, Mike, Pat. Pat's back. Pat was on assignment. He's back this week. And I'll tell you, Pat, you miss a week. Suddenly, this Dudio and Mike, they go out on the town together. These two go out on the town. Like, yeah, we went to a concert together. They went to a concert. They saw, like, what? Who'd you see? What? What's that? Is that like Convoy? Drive-by truckers? Is that the guy who does Convoy? We got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? I gotta get a CB in here. Let's get a CB for next week. We're gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA. Convoy. Did he do that? Did drive-by truckers do that as the encore? No? So they're too good, they don't even do their hits. Well, that's a bit of an attitude. What do they think this is? They don't have to do the hits? Were they Neil Young? What did they... Wait, no, drive-by truckers is what now? Like a rock group. But then Dudio and Mike... Yeah, they went over to this place in Jersey City that does concerts now, White Eagle Hall. And they're just, I tell you, they're thick as thieves now, these two. They got a little running crew together now. You know what that means, Pat? You're outside looking in, buddy. Outside looking in. These two guys. Gotta stay, you gotta watch. It's like a Viper's pit out there. Viper's, the allegiances change. And they're like, oh, we had a couple drinks and then we hung out with the band. And I tell you, sounds like a rock and roll fantasy camp. But all I know, Pat's pulling up the rear now. But you know what, Pat? You have a chance to make it all back, because I'm instituting for the three of you. It's called Celebrity Point Hunt. Right? I want you, you run it by me. We're the point system. Who remembers how many points they each have out there? Mike has 85. Dudio thinks he's around 90, which means he's at 30. You have to know your number definitively. You're at 30. How about you, Pat? What's that? 62. Okay. This is what I want to do. I'll name their celebrities. If you can get these celebrities to call in, points. You get points for them. And you run them by, you can run them by me. You tell me how many points would I get for this one or that one. And you're going to get, I'll give points plus cash bonuses, all sorts of stuff. You think you have a clear path to getting someone? And look, I don't want to, don't get the guy from Drive-By Truckers to call in. I don't want to hear him calling in. Who? Adam Conover from Adam. Yeah, no, I could get that. Dude, come on. It's a guy from Adam Ruins Everything. I could get that guy. If we got Impractical Jokers coming through here, and we got Brooke Van Poplin calling in, we can get Adam Conover. But yeah, run them by me. I'll propose different scenarios you can get in terms of reaping the rewards. You land these people. Like if you got, say you got a member of the E Street Band to call in, right? That's 2,500 points plus a $30 cash payment plus some airtime. 5 minutes of uninterrupted airtime. And not one of these loser member of the E Street Band. No, I don't want the guy who played bass on the second record to call in. Actual E Street Band. And don't, Mike, I don't want you getting the guy from that adult diaper commercial from Bayonne. That's not impressive to me. You get that guy to call in. No, not impressive. So, where are we at here? The best show. Phone lines are looking good. What do I want to tell you all before I jump into the phones? Tonight, another pair of Kurt Vile, Courtney Barnett tickets for the Jersey City show. What night is that show again? Let's see. When is that? That's, November 6th. Monday, November 6th. Kurt Vile, Courtney Barnett. Live at Lowe's Jersey Theater in Jersey City. Pair of tickets. End of the show. The team out there will give it away to somebody. Whoever comes up with the best complaining on Twitter and hashtags, listen to the best show. You got to be able to go to the show, though. You got to hashtag this, so I know you want to go to the show. Hashtag KV. Hashtag best show KVCB. Kurt Vile, Courtney Barnett. And complain. And the best complaint gets the pair of tickets at the end of the show. How about that? As determined by the squad of producers out there. Another pair. We gave a pair last week. We'll give a pair this week. We're making things happen here. But you got to be able to see the show. You got to be in the area. Who's good here, Mike? Best show, hi.
Oh, thank you for the honor. Oh, I can't thank the Podcasting Academy enough.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Look, I'm already having a bad enough time lately.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me just say, I'm not sure who is this.
Oh, this is Wally Wackerman.
Oh, it's Wally Wacky Man. Let me say, I see why you're calling. Okay. Let me say this. A couple weeks ago, we had the Podcast Hall of Fame induction ceremony where different podcasts were inducted into the Hall of Fame. And you can check out the list over at PodcastHallOfFameUSA.com, the list of inductees for the class of 2017. And everyone who won called with a, was moved and had a speech ready and called, except one person didn't attend the ceremony. One winner apparently had other priorities that night. You're like the Woody, like Woody Allen when he's got to play clarinet. He's got to play I got to play clarinet in the, can you imagine? This guy wins an Oscar. And he's too busy playing clarinet in some dumb Dixieland band or whatever that music is that no one wants anymore. What's he up there? Boom, boom, ba-da-da-boop. Right, what's he playing like? Well, that was actually Peace Frog. I don't think he's playing Peace Frog. That would actually be pretty good if it was Dixie's boom, boom, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Doors songs. I would actually watch that. But no, that night, it was a night of where everyone felt special, except for one conspicuous no-show. Wally Wacky Man, with his podcast, the Wally Wacky Man Pupcast, which is a podcast that is two episodes strong, I believe.
Very strong.
Too strong. They show up like, it's like the eclipse. It's like the lunar eclipse. What's going to happen? What happens more frequently, a lunar eclipse or an appearance of Wally Wacky Man's Pupcast? Now, for people who don't know, this is a puppet I'm talking to right now. This is a puppet calling in. And he won because he does a show where he talks to other puppets. Is that what it is?
Well, I aim to talk to puppeteers, people in the puppetry industry.
Yeah, to the puppetry industry. And what happened? You ran out of people? There were only two of them? You interviewed everybody?
I've got work to do.
You're waiting for some new people to get gigs in the puppet biz?
You know, it's complicated.
Look, I'm all for it. I want this to be great. I think it's going to be great.
It could be, you know, when we get back to it. And I do plan to get back to it.
No, I'm sure you do. That's what everyone says about their thing. They plan. Sure. They plan to get back to it.
But yeah. I will say, in my defense, regarding the week of the show, it seemed Hayes, Claire, Julie.
Julie did not win. Julie was a presenter. Julie, Andy Kindler was talent. Julie Klausner was talent.
Well, they all seemed to be on the line when they needed to be. I guess I didn't get the memo.
Oh no, I sent out an invite. You didn't get it?
No.
You didn't get it?
No, I must have missed it.
Well, you might want to, you might want to talk to your people, Wally Wacky Man.
Okay, my person.
Yeah, I sent it out to your manager, H Man.
Oh, I didn't even know he was my manager.
You know, he said bleep him. He said bleep him.
Oh, jeez.
Not a fan anymore. It's weird when your manager isn't a fan, but that's where you are now.
I suppose so.
So Wally Wacky Man wins. God knows how he wins for this podcast he's only done two episodes of, which is actually, it's like he's taunting the podcasting industry with these two episodes. What are you, Neutral Milk Hotel? You only do two things and then you split?
Look, unlike some podcasters, I value quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm not talking about you. That's not a jab at you.
Yeah, and let me tell you, yeah, of course it's not. It's the fact that you've done two episodes and I've done, it's probably coming up on 2,000 episodes. Of course, how would I take that as a jab? That you value quality over quantity when all I'm known for at this point is quantity.
I think you have a wealth of both.
No, well, it's fine. Now, look, I get it. You have different people you want to talk to, and you're waiting for it to line them up. And who are you going to talk to? That creep inside the Big Bird costume? Is he next?
The one with that whole story of getting crushed into a cube.
Yeah. Well, that was a flight of fancy. He's still with us.
Sure. Yes, he is.
Big Bird,
that would be great.
When you see him on Sesame Street, Big Bird tends to sit a fair amount now. And he just kind of, and there's points where you're not sure if anyone's in the costume, because he'll go, "Well, it's me, Big Bird. I'm going to see how still I can sit, kids." And then I'm pretty sure no one's in the costume, and he's just like, "Has anyone seen Snuffleupagus around?" And I'm pretty sure that he's calling in, it's Bluetoothed in. Like, it sounds tinny. And I saw a cell phone in Big Bird's mouth at one point.
I must have missed that episode.
So, yeah, and one time I heard him on the thing, he was just saying like, I said no onions on that. No. I'm almost positive he was ordering food somewhere. And then, but he's still on Sesame Street. Now, how do you feel with this Sesame Street, the news that they're going to do a Mr. Hooper hologram? I find it sick that's going to be a thing. Mr. Hooper is now going to be back as a hologram.
It seems in poor taste.
Yes, and Gordon is going to be back as a hologram.
And Gordon died?
And Bob, no, he's just, they're not going to pay him anymore.
Oh, right, yeah, they gave him the axe, yeah.
Yeah, and Bob.
Yeah.
Right? And who else was on that thing?
Louise.
And who else?
Well, Bob, Gordon, and Louise were the ones who, they kind of shuffled off.
Yeah.
Maria left of her own accord before
Maria,
that.
Her own accord, I'm sure. I'm sure she left on. She probably came in one day and they found her, her dressing room cleaned out.
Oh, boy.
Right? So, look, that's neither here nor there. This is what you listen to the Pupcast for, is the sleazy puppet gossip of what's going on in the community, which puppeteers are battling addictions and which puppeteers are not paying their taxes and which puppeteers have dark, sleazy secrets. If you want the answers, there's only one place to go, the Pupcast with Wally Wacky Man.
Did you ever check out that Twitter account I told you about, that whole other thing?
No, I'm not on Twitter anymore, my friend.
Oh, yeah, right, you know, but I figured you could still look.
I couldn't, and I didn't, and I won't, and I can't, and I shan't, and I quit Instagram a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Yeah, I did.
What did you do? No, I was just curious.
Real tough guy. Real tough guy attitude. This is this post-Comic-Con strut that Wally Wacky Man's got.
Oh, I didn't even go this year.
No, see, that's why. They tooed. I didn't even go. Post-Comic-Con, not like the rest of you suckers. Wally Wacky Man didn't even go.
How was your panel?
It was fine. It was good. It was a nice time.
I tried calling last week.
Tried calling the panel? That's weird.
No, calling the show last week.
We were not taking calls.
Times,
we were not taking calls on the panel, so it's not surprising you didn't get through.
Right.
Look, I'm sorry your call didn't get through last week. I do want to say it's exciting to have you in the Hall of Fame. And is there anything you want to say?
Well, you know, it's an honor and a privilege.
That's it?
I don't know. I thought maybe you were just setting me up for something.
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm honoring you.
Yeah, no, you know, thank you and all the guys there. And you know, hopefully more episodes soon.
Hopefully more episodes soon. Well, that sounds like that's a cop out if I ever heard one. hopefully more soon. Look, I want this pupcast. We want more of it, Wally. We need more.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
There are not it's many more shows run by puppets.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where, Wally, how do you feel about Howdy Doody? Or how do you feel about him? Are you related to him, first of all?
No, no. You know, he's a marionette, and I'm a different, kind of puppet. And,
okay.
But, you know, he helped pave the way, sure. You know, for TV puppetry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, congratulations. You're in the Hall of Fame. And one costume I did see at Comic-Con I thought would have thrilled you and especially your lovely child was a pack of six young men dressed as the Baseball Furies.
Oh, well, there you go. And my little pal.
Your lovely little daughter would have clapped her hands with joy when she recognized the Baseball Furies from the movie The Warriors that you showed to her at 6 months of age.
Well, I wasn't there.
Well, you weren't there. What, did you put her on the bus? You didn't even bother going?
You're talking to Wally, remember?
Oh, that's right. It's Wally. Yeah, I forgot for a second. Yeah, come on. It's like dental floss separates the two. It's not exactly. One is purple and the other one is Wally Wacky Man. Right?
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
One is purple and one has a purple complexion and is falling apart, and the other one is Wally Wacky Man.
Oh boy.
Right? That's a good one.
Zinger.
A little zinger. Look, it's going to be great. The pupcast will be back. Everyone's going to be cheering. And maybe you take Z-Man's child. I don't know what other movies you can maybe go to. I think this, trying to think, Justice League maybe looks loud and violent. Why don't you go see The Snowman? That looks like it, like a walking nightmare of a movie.
There's a new movie coming out called The Snowman?
Yes. It's a horror movie.
Oh, I just think of that holiday animated thing from the book.
What?
There's a children's book and a little, short movie.
The Snowman? Which one's that? Frosty the Snowman?
It's old. David Bowie did, an intro at one point.
Frosty the Snowman.
No, not just Frosty, just the Snowman.
Wait, David, no, you're thinking of the Falcon and the Snowman. That's not a holiday thing.
I don't know what that is.
That's about two creeps who stole government secrets.
News to me.
But David Bowie did a song on the soundtrack.
Oh.
This is not America. Fa-la-la-la-la. He did that song on the soundtrack. Remember when he did that song on that, he did the Beach Boys cover? Maybe the worst thing in his entire career? I may not always love you. When he's like, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. That was like the last stretch he started to, that he sang like that. So, yeah, look, Wally Wacky Man, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. How's it feel?
It's a tremendous feeling of honor and pride.
You did it. You did it. You strung it together. You tuned out the haters and the
There's certainly enough of them.
The things they said. I wouldn't even be able to get out of bed if they were saying half those things to me that they say to you.
Yeah, there were tough stretches there, but, carrying on.
Yeah. And they're ramping up from what I hear. Laying low and consolidating. They're gearing up for an attack that will take Wally Wacky Man down once and for all. But I believe...
Don't count on it.
I believe... in my purple friend, Wally Wacky.
Thank
Man.
You. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Have a great night.
You too.
Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. It's Michelle, the Oreo head.
Michelle, the Oreo head. Welcome. You, for people who don't know, Michelle calling now is a super fan of Oreo cookies and all the different flavors of Oreo cookies. I had before the show tonight a couple Oreo thin salted caramel.
Nice. How'd you feel about them?
I think those are very good, and I actually think Oreo thin might be the way to go.
I agree with you on that one. A lot of people are talking up the thins now. They just, you know, that slight crunch, not too sweet. Oreo thins are the way to go.
Yeah, I think so. How
so it's funny.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
No, it was just funny that you said I'm an Oreo super fan because I actually came on to complain about a new Oreo flavor.
Now, for people who don't know, Oreo cookies, it's not just the Oreo cookies that you had when you were a kid, where maybe they got double stuff or whatever, just like slight variants. Now, then this Oreo thing, it's like they're doing dozens of flavors now by this point, right?
Yeah, they're just pumping them out left and right.
So what's the latest one? Because it seems like it's one you're not happy with.
So this one's a real hot one. It just dropped yesterday. It's called Mystery Oreo because the flavor is a mystery, and they're having a contest, and you have to guess the flavor for a chance to win $500,000. But I'm pretty sure, and I've tried over 40 Oreos for anybody who doesn't know. And this is definitely just a flavor they did already, and I'm very disappointed.
So you guessed the flavor?
Yeah, instantly. It was just the most disappointing experience I've ever had with an Oreo, I think.
So what are you going to do with the $500,000 you just won?
That's a good question. I'll give some to you. I think I would donate some to the best show, and then I'd probably spend more on other Oreo flavors. And, I don't know, we'll see what happens with the rest.
The Mystery Oreo.
Yeah, it just looks like a regular Oreo, but the packaging is white.
And everyone in the Oreo package have this new flavor?
Yeah, it's awful.
And what is the flavor? Or do you want to not say?
I'll give a spoiler. Like, everybody's had a day to try these Oreos. Mm-hmm. But my opinion is that it's very reminiscent of the Fruity Crisp Oreos that were out a year or two ago. I don't know if they're trying to trick all the Oreo fans out there, so I went and said Fruit Punch, because it did taste like Fruit Punch to me. I don't know if they're going to use the exact same flavor, but it's just some fruity Oreo. Like, I don't know if anybody remembers the Airheads mystery. It was just like a fruit-flavored Airheads. Like, that's all this is. That's what I was expecting, and I wanted them to prove me wrong, and they didn't, and they just disappointing.
So you're let down by Oreo tonight, Michelle.
I am, and if there are any people who work for Oreo listening, I hope they take my complaint to heart. I'm beside myself.
What would you think about these as possible Oreo flavors? I'm going to name a couple.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Potato chip.
Oh, winner. Instant winner.
Right?
Yeah, you'd like salty, sweet. It's perfect. It's right. Like a Lay's, but in cookie form.
Yeah, potato chip. What about this? Zeppoli.
Oh, I'm all for
or
it.
Funnel
it's
cake.
Like a fried Oreo, but without the fried part.
Yeah, yeah.
Winner, instant winner.
Right?
Yeah.
Why don't they got me in that Oreo lab?
I know, right? They had a contest where it was like, make the new Oreo flavor. And you know what they went with? Jelly donut or something. Like, it wasn't even good.
It wasn't.
They
act
together, Mondelez Brands, Nabisco. We got winners here.
What's the one that you wish you had another pack of that you is gone for the ages?
Oh man, you know, anybody who knows me knows it's a tie between S'moreos and Reese's Oreos. Mm-hmm. You can do all the hacks you want, but nothing will compare. Actually, cotton candy Oreo too. I think I would bring cotton candy Oreo back because I can't. I didn't create a hack for that.
Why don't you just smush some cotton candy on top of an Oreo?
It's not texturally. It's not the same. It would be too fluffy in the middle. Don't think it hasn't crossed my mind. Maybe if I waited for the, you know, when cotton candy sits out a little bit and it gets kind of hard, that mm-hmm. might work, but it won't work with a fresh cotton candy.
What would be your dream flavor of Oreo, Michelle?
That's an excellent question. I really like tiramisu. I think that might work, but it's also a little basic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well,
They've done coffee, they've done Reese's, like, they've done all my dream flavors. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, like, bring it back.
What about a green tea Oreo? Is there such a thing?
I think there actually is in Japan. It's like an import, but if you go to buy it on Amazon, it's super expensive.
Okay. What about what about a Neapolitan Oreo, which would be...
It's been done. It's been a limited edition flavor.
So it's chocolate, Oreo,
strawberry and vanilla,
and strawberry.
Oh no, I think it was a vanilla cookie, but like with chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla cream.
Mm-hmm. Have they ever done an Inside Out Oreo?
Yeah, it Oreo classic.
Two. It's where it's just the cookie in on the inside and the icing on the outside.
That's a concept right there.
Yeah.
I thought you were referring to, like, you know, switched, like, chocolate cream or whatever, you know, like, but they already have golden Oreos now, so I guess it doesn't count.
Yeah.
It was, like, a golden Oreo with chocolate cream.
I'm talking about, like,
I'm liking like cream as the sandwich and then a cookie in the middle.
Yes.
You're onto something.
Like sushi.
That's a wild idea. Sushi Oreos, but it's just all cream and a cookie in the middle.
Yeah. It's like when you get it some kind of roll that's inside out.
Cookies. I'm pushing for this one. I really hope somebody out there is listening because you could be president of Oreo tomorrow.
What about this one? Oreo, it's called Oreo Garbage Can. And
is it just, go ahead, I'm listening.
It's all these different Oreos that... It's just whatever they got laying around in a pack. Just call it Oreo Garbage Can.
Could work. I was thinking more along the lines of like the shreds of the cream that falls out of the assembly line and they just kind of mesh it in all into one ball and they make that the cream.
Well, that would be an amazing
that's
thing.
That's also a concept.
Call that the Oreo Orb. What if they did that?
Ooh.
Oreo Orb.
Like a giant... Yeah, that could be like a good limited dish.
A giant ball of icing.
Yeah, that could be like a shareable thing. Everybody gets a scoop.
And inside is the rarest of Oreo cookies. It'll be like the Flaming Lips, one of their dumb releases when they did like a gummy skull or whatever. And they had a USB drive. What about this? There's a USB drive in the middle of the Oreo. On the USB is every Oreo commercial you've ever wanted.
Oh my god! I really want you to become the president of Oreos. Like, think of how great. Like,
well, look,
you're killing me here.
You've got some pull in the biz.
I'm trying. I'm trying to get that brand sponsorship and. Nobody's listening to little old me, you know. I know I have that pull. I'm reeling in the Oreo heads left and right, and you know what? Mondelez doesn't care.
And are you
chatting? Not listening to me.
Are you chatting with other Oreo fans, other Oreo heads?
Yeah, it's really going off online. It's wild.
Where is the community?
There's a really great Facebook group. Let me get the name of it for you. I think it's just called Oreo Cookie Obsession. That's where you find out the hot Oreo news. Everybody's posting the reviews. They're posting where they bought the cookies. This is the hub. It's Oreo Hub right there on that mm-hmm. Facebook group. Mm-hmm. It's a public group. Everybody's welcome. No discrimination. Come on in.
Right. Sounds good. Well, Michelle.
Yeah.
Get me in the Oreo. Get me in there.
Are you on Facebook? I'll get somebody on Facebook to connect you.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right. You have a great night.
You too.
Have a grand evening.
Bye.
Have fun. Bye. Mike, where are you at on all these Oreos? He likes the salted caramel also. Yeah. That's the thin. Yeah. You like those. Yeah. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, it's Julius in Newbridge Flats. How's it going?
Good, good. Doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'll tell you, I'd love to hear you do Cat People. That other thing you did was so good.
Cat People?
Yes.
The one when it was like...
It's real low.
Putting out the fire. That one?
Yeah. See these eyes so green.
Meow.
I could stare for 1,000 years.
That was, he had the range.
He did. Different version, on the movie than was on, Let's Dance.
Interesting.
A little tidbit.
Yeah, I guess they wanted to keep the soundtrack exclusive.
I guess so, yeah. Hey, speaking of music, I'd love to get your thoughts on the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Any thoughts?
Who do we have?
Well, it's like Bon Jovi.
He will definitely get in.
I think so. Kate Bush. I thought she was in already.
Oh, I wonder if she... I don't think she gets in.
I also thought the Cars were in.
They're not in. Well, they'll get in. That's a...
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Who else? Depeche Mode. Who do you think's going to be really uptight about that one?
About if Depeche Mode get in?
Yes.
Oh, I would say Sir Edward of Trunk.
That's right, yes.
Eddie Trunk.
What do you think he's going to say if they get in? And, like, at what, on a scale of 1 to 10, his anxiety, like his, oh!
It'll start at an 8.
Right.
He'll start at an 8, and he'll just keep peaking up to 10.
Right.
He'll go from 8 to 10, 8 to 10, over and over. And he'll just be like, look, if they want to put a band like Depeche Mode in, it's not rock. It's not rock. They're going to call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's one thing. But it's not rock. That's synth pop. Put that in the synth pop Hall of Fame.
It's like I'm listening to it. All right, now, say John Bon Jovi gets in. How long until he mentions that he got a text from at least one of the band members when he's talking about
it? Oh, it's an instant.
The next day.
Instant.
Instantly.
He will walk us through their journey to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
More than they will. They're the ones getting in, and he seems to have more riding on it than them.
He does.
It's more important to him. Just talk to Dave Bryant from Bon Jovi. He's real pumped. Real pumped. And he's not sure if Richie's going to get up and do his song with the full band. They're still figuring out Richie. Richie said he would be up there to accept the award. Still hasn't said he'd perform with the band yet, but there's no way they don't perform.
Very hard-hitting stuff.
There's no way the whole band doesn't perform.
Yeah. We also got Dire Straits, who if I was a voting member, I couldn't vote for them because I have this thing where, remember the TV show Lou Grant?
Sure.
There was an episode once where there was an assailant in it, and it's played by, who's the guy... Jonathan, Better Call Saul. What's his name?
Jonathan Banks.
What's his name?
Jonathan Banks.
Well, a young Jonathan Banks is the assailant in this episode of Lou Grant, and he looked a lot like Mark Knopfler back then.
Okay.
So I can't separate the two. Mark Knopfler is tainted.
Well, I feel like that might be your issue, Julie.
I don't think so. I know a lot of people that have it, too. I know Jan Wenner has it.
So you think a lot of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voters are going to...
It's going to cost them big time.
It's going to impact their vote.
Yeah, I think what they're going to do is they're going to induct David Knopfler, John Ilsley, and Pick Withers, but not Mark.
Yeah, why would they? Why would they put in the voice and guitar and songwriter?
Not a big part of their sound, really.
Yeah. No, guitar has never been a big part of Dire Straits.
No. All right, we got Eurythmics, who I think fall under the Depeche Mode category. There's no guitar in there either.
I would bet they get in because Dave Stewart is so connected to
He's so tight in that world, like Jeff Lynn.
Yeah.
I don't like it. What else? Jay Giles Band.
They'll get in. That's
I think
a,
they will, too.
That's a shoo-in.
Jay Giles died, the guy.
Yeah, the guy died, so it would be Peter Wolf and Seth Justman and Magic Dick.
If you can pull the drummer's name out of your ass, I will forever be your fan.
I can't do it.
I can do it. Are you ready?
What is it?
Strapped in?
I'm ready.
He's a three-namer.
I can't do it.
Stephen Joe Blatt?
I couldn't. I would not have gotten that.
Yeah.
So.
We also got Judas Priest.
They'll get in.
I think they will, too. LL Cool J? I thought he was in, too, already.
How many people can get in? Is there a limit?
I don't know. I think it feels like it's usually like six or seven.
It feels like LL Cool J would get in.
I do, too. All right, here's the one that I'm surprised isn't in. And I think they've been up for it a lot. They've been nominated three other times. Guess.
That they've been nominated three other times.
Super influential.
MC5.
Yes.
They have not gotten in.
Which is weird because Dave Marsh. Was it Dave Marsh or John Landau produced one of their records? And John Landau, I think, is a co-owner of the Rock and Roll Hall. He's a co-owner of Rock and Roll at this point.
At this point, yes. He produced Back in the USA.
He did.
Their worst album.
The
album when their first album, they had songs where they're talking about high society and fighting everything, and then.
Yep.
Then the next album starts off, it's like a womp bump, a little bump, a womp bump bump, tutti frutti, oh rude. Like, can you imagine if a band did that now?
They get left out of the room.
Yeah.
What's the song that has the sis boom ba in it? I don't like that one. High school?
High school, yeah.
I don't like it.
High school, rah, rah, rah. High school, sis boom ba. And what, is there one member of the MC5 still alive?
Let's see. I think, Wayne's alive.
Wayne Kramer's alive.
I think one of the...
Rob Tyner is dead. Sonic Smith is dead.
I think Dennis Thompson might be alive.
I think Dennis Thompson's dead.
He's dead.
And I think,
It's just the who's the bassist? It was Mort Sisley.
Mort Sisley.
I think that was his
Mort
name.
Sisley's gonna get up there.
Yes.
And,
very
and
nimble
jam,
player.
Jam with LL Cool J.
Yes.
They'll be playing on Going Back to Cali and Mama Said Knock You Out.
Yep.
The Mort Sisley and.
On a cot. He's on a cot, laying there. He's not sitting, he's laying.
Yeah. And not for any reason other than he's just exhausted.
Yes. I got like seven more acts to name here.
All right, let's who?
The Meters, who I think will get in.
Okay.
They've been nominated four other times.
Okay.
A band I've never liked a thing by. You ready?
Who's that?
One of the biggest mustache bands of all time.
One of the biggest mustache
biggest
bands?
Biggest mustache bands.
The Outlaws?
No. English Mustache.
English Mustache Band.
Mustache. I think they had a record called Mustaches and Turtlenecks.
The Moody Blues?
Yes, good one. Very good.
You don't like ride my seesaw.
I hate it because I didn't know they were saying seesaw, and I thought I don't know what they were saying.
Again, that's on you, Julius.
I'm Legion. There are legions of me out here.
I worked like a dog for you. What about I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band?
It.
Okay.
All right. What else? Radiohead.
Oh, that's the they might as well show up. They might be in. They probably are clearing the room out for the exhibit now.
Yeah.
For the Radiohead exhibit.
Rage Against the Machine.
Man, there's a lot of legit candidates this year.
Yeah. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Yeah, I think they're going to watch Radiohead get in.
I think they are too. Nina Simone. I thought she was in already.
Yeah. I think her family is going to her family should wrap their heads around watching Johnny Greenwood hold up the whatever they hold, the trophy? What is it?
I don't know what they give
them. Yeah.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, I think she'll get in.
Oh, okay. I'm sure. Oh, yeah, that's a...
Link Ray, who I didn't think had... I know he did Rumble, and he's influential in that way.
I don't know.
You never know.
They're all going to have to watch Jay Giles get in, because that was... Go ahead. So who's finally?
These are nominees. These aren't in yet.
No. Yes. So who's finally?
The Zombies. They've been nominated three times before.
I don't know. It might not be the time of the season for them to get in.
I don't get it.
It's never mind.
Okay.
It's I don't know. We'll have to find out. We'll see what happens. It's pretty exciting.
It is. Hey, I don't know a lot about Star Wars, but I'm trying to impress this girl, you know, with like Star Wars knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Has that movie opened yet?
Not yet. The new one comes out in December.
Okay. I can't keep any of the characters straight. What is Boba Fett?
Who is Boba Fett?
Is it a thing or a per?
He's a person. He's a bounty hunter.
All right. What is Landau Calrissian?
That was a smuggler played by Billy Dee Williams.
All right.
We can't get past this thing. They're shooting too much at us.
I don't know what that is. What's Jango Fett?
Jango Fett was Boba Fett's father.
What is Wilhelm Tarkin?
I'm assuming, is that the proper name for Grand Moff Tarkin?
I don't know what any of it is. Lied and said I knew it all.
He was played by Peter Cushing in the first movie. He was the... Horror. You might have seen him in horror movies in the 60s with Christopher Lee.
How old do you think I am?
Well, these movies just play. You can still see them. You don't have to be old to watch them.
Yes, you do. I thought you had to be a certain age to see old movies.
No, you don't.
Right?
No, anyone can watch them.
Oh, that's opened up a whole new avenue for me then. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, how about the Red Sox getting knocked out?
That was a good game yesterday, too. Yeah.
The sad thing, I don't know if you know about this, but the Red Sox organist, he has to go back to jail now.
He has to go back to jail now?
Yes.
So, wait, he's on some sort of work release program?
Exactly, yeah. He's one of the most prolific jaywalkers in Massachusetts history.
Okay.
Very sick stuff.
So he finally got convicted.
He did. He doesn't even need to do it. He's addicted to it.
He's addicted to jaywalking.
Yeah, and you don't make money from it. It's weird.
From jaywalking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know how you could monetize jaywalking.
I don't either.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, no!
What's that? What's wrong?
What? My car is gone!
Your car is gone?
Yes!
What are you looking for? You're looking out at it, or where it would be? You're sure it's where you're sure you're looking at where you left it, that you didn't park it somewhere else?
Yes. I parked it right here in front of Majestic Meats. I just bopped in for like 5 minutes. Oh my God, no!
You're positive you didn't park it somewhere else?
No, I parked it right here. I took up my traditional four parking spaces.
Four spaces. How do you take up four spaces?
I need it.
Okay. But I'm wondering how you.
No.
Look, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, Julius, calm down. Let's try to.
Calm down.
Yeah.
That pristine cherry red Lamborghini is my whole life. It's my whole identity.
It's a cherry red. You're not the cherry red Lamborghini in Newbridge.
Yes.
You're not the cherry red Lamborghini guy.
Of course I am.
The guy that's been driving around Newbridge for like the last 20 years, always blasting the Fast Times soundtrack, Fast Times at Ridgemont High soundtrack.
Oh, you're a fan. I like it.
I'm not going to use, I think fan is very strong, term for my opinion of you, but it's actually hard. It would be hard for anyone in town to not be aware of you or, you know, actually be aware of your car.
Right. Isn't that the greatest thing you've ever laid eyes on? And answer me this. One who sees my car, they'd be of the opinion that the person behind the wheel is of the highest stature, right? And definitely has a lot going on down there in the Pantfosset area, right?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly the first place people would go in terms of thinking you're your stature is sky high. I don't know.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I think people sometimes look at cars like that as being some sort of attempt to compensate.
Wait, what? No way!
What? This can't be the first time you're hearing this.
It is.
Well, it's something people think that you guys will drive around in a super fancy car to try to make up for other shortcomings.
No, man, you got it all wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got it all wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. And Julius, if I even, I'm thinking about you, as long as I've seen you in town, I don't think I've ever even seen you out of your actual car.
Well, of course you haven't. I mean, that would be like seeing Superman without his red panty or Fonzie without that thin blue windbreaker.
Wait, or Fonzie without the thin blue windbreaker? Now, that was like the first season of Happy Days. Fonzie wore a thin windbreaker.
What?
And then they shifted from that point on to a leather jacket. That's what literally everybody knows Fonzie for.
Wait, a leather jacket like the aforementioned Judas Priest?
Yes, it would be like Fonzie was in Judas Priest.
What would that be like? Do Breaking the Law with Fonzie on lead vocals.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. He would hit the jukebox.
He would.
Like, I picture him going into Arnold's and then hitting.
Would he have the hat on, though, too? Like a little leather cap?
I don't know if he could pull that leather, because he's so focused
on
his hair.
Well, the hair is such a big deal.
Yeah, the hair is such a big deal. I think he'd go into Arnold's and he'd hit the jukebox with, like, dun 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 dun, one life, I'm going to live it up. Right?
Hey, he'd say hey at some point, right?
Hey, you got another thing coming.
Oh, what if that was the name of the song? Hey, comma, you got another thing coming.
Yeah, hey, you got another thing coming. Hey, cool it.
I like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, in all seriousness, I'm like a mysterious god that the people of Newbridge worship as I drive by blasting, you know, Boingo, Joe Walsh, the Go-Go's at top max volume. Pretty cool.
You're like a god.
Don't you think? Yeah. And the cool thing is no one really knows how tall I am or what my body type is. It's like I have a human head but a hot car for a body. I mean, if you think about it, it's pretty much every woman's fantasy, right?
No, that's not. That's, yeah, I think you're off base on that. Every woman's fantasy is to see a car with a human head on top of it.
Yeah,
like, I think it might be at the, you think it's at the top of the fantasy list. I think it would be at the bottom of the list.
No, classic literature is rife with this imagery, isn't it?
I mean, maybe the Transformers, I guess, is the closest thing I can think of.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of, what's the thing with, like a human head and a horse body? What's that?
It's a centaur?
Centaur, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, now this makes me rethink all this, because I feel like I misjudged it now. And maybe that's why women always run off when I pull up behind them at night and honk at them real loud.
Yeah, that might be why. There's probably a variety of reasons why they don't like when you pull up behind them and honk at them. Yeah.
No, that's probably the only reason.
No, I'm going to say that it's probably not the primary reason either. I'm going to say security and you being coming off like a threat might
be
part of it.
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
This thing is a bigger disaster than I even let on originally. And
with your
I'll
car.
Tell you why.
Why?
Well, to top all this off, my pet lion was in the back seat of my car.
What's that?
My pet lion was in the back seat.
You have a pet lion?
I do, yes, yeah.
Okay.
His name is Lion Lion, which is great. It's a play on, you know, how President Trump had that fun nickname for Ted Cruz, Lion Ted Cruz.
Uh-huh.
Mine's name is Lion, L-Y-I-N apostrophe L-I-O-N. But my lion doesn't really lie, you know, because he can't speak because he's an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like those, you know, cartoon animals like Bugs Bunny or the Terminator.
Uh-huh. The Terminator.
Yes.
Which I don't think the Terminator was an animal.
Wasn't it?
I'm pretty positive the Terminator was not an animal.
I could Google that, but I don't want to.
If you decide that you want to...
I'll email you. Give me your email. And your real one, not this showbiz one you probably give out to the suckers.
No, I don't have a real one, and I'm not going to even give you any email account I have.
Well, that's mildly insulting. But I'll tell you, that's why I'm here at Majestic Meats. Lion Lion was very hungry, and I was buying 34 flank steaks for him to flagrantly devour while we watched that J.K. Simmons marathon that Showtime is running.
But the J.K. Simmons marathon is still on?
It's still on, right?
And that started, I think, like last Wednesday.
It was last Wednesday. And I'll tell you, they're only running the movies he's been in since 2015, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like this guy is in these movies. It's almost like some sort of race to do the most movies or something.
It is. He's kind of like the Jandek of film. He's just putting out as much as he can.
Yeah, I guess does he just say, send me 8 scripts?
I'll do 7.
I'll just do the next 7 scripts that cross my desk.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean,
as well as all the commercials that I can handle. But, yeah. You know, work's work, right?
Work's work. Gotta eat.
Take what you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Gotta grab it when you can, right?
Because,
you know, I always feel...
God! My car is back!
Your car is back.
Did you hear that?
I did. I heard a car screech by.
Oh, my God. It's a Columbus Day miracle. Oh, my God. I feel just like Columbus did when he welcomed the Indians to America.
Uh-huh. When he, you have history completely backward. Even, I think you have it more than backwards on that.
Well, I was absent a lot. I had to croup real bad as a kid.
Well, I'm pretty sure. In fact, I'm positive Columbus was not in America welcoming Native Americans to America.
Well, like Billy Joel said, you may be right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure, like Billy Joel said.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's going on,
Billy? Lion Lion must have gotten really hungry because he's got the thief's right arm in his mouth.
Oh, so wow. You're
just hanging out of his mouth.
Your lion has an actual right arm hanging out of it. That's horrible.
Well, you know, just like that old saying from the Civil War days goes, you steal a Lamborghini that might have a man-eater in the backseat, you pay the price.
That's a saying from the Civil War?
Yes, I'd be glad to say it again. You steal a Lamborghini that might have a man-eater in the backseat, you pay the price. I can just do the end of it for you again if you want.
Okay.
You pay the price.
It's very catchy. I can see why it was a saying that...
It was.
That resonated back then. But, you
pure
know...
resonance.
Yeah. You really... saying or not or whatever, you really should call 911 because that guy, it sounds like he must be bleeding really badly.
Oh, sexist much? How do you know it wasn't a lady who stole my car and subsequently paid full-arm price for such foolishness?
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I mean, you can, was it a woman who stole your car?
Honestly, that I don't know.
Uh-huh. How do you not know that if the car just pulled up in front of you?
Yeah, the lion was driving. Why?
Well, your pet lion is driving your Lamborghini.
Did I stutter?
No, you did not stutter.
All right. Yeah. Well, look, I got to get back in the car before someone sees how utterly unremarkable I am as a human, okay?
Okay, that sounds fair, actually. I understand that completely.
Great. Well, I had a decent time talking to you. Oh, yes. Listen to that power. Yes. Can you feel it?
I can hear it, yeah.
Can you feel the power?
Sure. Yeah, I can feel the power.
Okay. Well, I'm going to head out.
Okay. And you're playing the Fast Times soundtrack. Yeah, you're playing the part. Okay. Hello? Oh, he's gone. Yeah. That guy, I tell you. Hey, Pat, you order pizza? You have a question. Okay. Well, this. Sure. Yeah. I do. Okay. Does that help? Okay. Tell you out there. Turning these things into projects. I'm sure. But Pat, I know it's not you. I know it's these other guys. Sticking the this and that and. Mike, because Mike does that weird thing where he's indecisive. He tries to act like it's your call, but then you know he's just going to gripe if you don't read his mind somehow. I don't care. You can get whatever you want on the pizza. Get whatever you want. And the pizza shows up. He's not eating any of it. He'll just be eating those dumb cheese crisps that he moaned about till I got him back. Yeah, I don't like that kind of pizza. Fine. Best show, hi.
Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Patty B in Southern California by way of Northeast Philly.
Patty B.
That's right. Two of the more sleazy places in the U.S.
And where are you from, my friend?
Northeast Philly, living in Southern California.
And how long have you been in Southern California?
3 years.
3 years. And what took you out of there?
What took me out of Northeast Philly?
Yeah.
So many things, but my wife's a student out here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got one for the topic, but... I want to say something about last week. I got to commend you on your extraordinary restraint with some of those callers for Rebecca Sugar. She was so resoundingly nice to everybody, but you know, and I'm not talking about the you know, the young aspiring cartoonists. They were all great, but some of those other people, I could tell. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought you're. Trigger finger was getting itchy, but she was just so nice that maybe it was tempering your more base instincts. I don't know.
Well, I mean, why? How did you think I was going to play that?
No, I guess you're right. I just, you know, maybe it didn't, I was being a little presumptuous with the tension, but I thought maybe I could hear a trickle of sweat going down your ear. With some of those older male callers jumping out of their skin for the cartoon.
And then what was that? Okay. All right.
I don't know. But I've got one for the complaint-a-thon. Is that still on?
Stand still, first of all. You got your phone rumbling.
Yeah. I don't know. I got a bad connection. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm sitting down.
You're out of here. Okay, so clear he's doing a bit. Right? He didn't call up doing that. Did he? Yeah, I had a complaint too. About him. Best show, hi.
How you doing?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Peter from Des Moines, Iowa.
Peter from Des Moines, Iowa. What's up, Peter?
Well, I got a complaint for the complaint-a-thon.
Because it is Complaint-a-thon 2017. Get it out of your system. What do you got?
Drivers who think they're doing something nice, but really they just don't know the rules of the road, and so they aggravate everybody.
You know what'll happen sometimes? Tell me if this is what you're thinking, is someone will like literally stop in the road. They'll stop their vehicle to let someone else turn out where maybe they have a harder left turn or something from the other side. And I get exactly what they're doing. They're trying to keep the flow of traffic going well, but somebody's going to barrel into the person behind them because no one's expecting this person to stop where you don't stop.
Absolutely. Something like that happened to me once, and it was a little icy, and a car was kind of waving me like it was okay to come, and it wasn't, and sure enough, another car T-boned me and totaled my car, That was a bad deal. But actually, I was thinking more of like at the four-way stops, where you're supposed, if two cars come, it's the car on the right that goes first, and somebody wants to wave you through because they're not paying attention or they have no idea what the rules of the road are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you got it. Everybody go one at a time. We can figure this out. We can all merge and figure this out.
And I just have a little comment to Michelle about the mystery Oreos.
Yes.
So we got a box of those at the household tonight, and my daughter, I have 12-year-old twins. My daughter was tasting it, and she thought it was a little fruity, like Michelle said, a little bit. So we were thinking maybe Fruit Loops or something. But she's a little too young to remember St. Joseph's Children aspirin. Those are definitely St. Joseph's Children's aspirin. Well,
that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. And it sounds like the most irresponsible thing that a corporation could ever do. There's no way they would do the flavor of children's aspirin with a cookie. Come on. Use your head with that. Because then what are they going to people are going to be like, oh, I want more of that taste. We'll just eat a bunch of these aspirin.
Did you ever taste the St. Joseph's Children's aspirin?
Yeah, I have.
So, and the grainy texture, somehow even in that lard-filled cream, they got the grainy texture right. So I'm going with the St. Joseph's.
Yeah, well, that there's literally no chance that a company would replicate medicine in a snack.
Well, I guess you're putting more stock into corporate responsibility in 2017 than I am.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking of anybody who would have a thing where anybody would potentially hurt themselves trying to replicate the taste by eating too many aspirin.
Well, that's all I got for you tonight. So I appreciate you taking my call.
You have a great night.
You too.
Best show, hi.
Hello, Tom. It's Savingtron.
Who is this now?
Savingtron.
What?
Savingtron. Savington.
What? Your phone's terrible.
I know, Mike. Can you hear me?
It's every time you get louder, it crackles, and I can't hear what you're saying. Savington?
Yep.
Okay, Savington.
Yeah, Mike told me my connection wasn't the greatest.
Yeah, well, Mike was right.
Yeah, it's like a house phone. I don't have a cell phone.
Yeah. What's up? Where are you calling from, Savington?
We'll just say Northern New Jersey.
Okay. What's going on tonight, my friend?
Yeah, I had a few things I wanted to talk about. Okay. So,
I'm glad you're calling on this line with a few things to talk about.
I'm sorry, Tom.
That's all right, but let's go forward and see how we do. The floor is yours, Savington.
All right, I'll start by saying a few weeks ago, I went to go see Brian Wilson do Pet Sounds at Carnegie Hall with my mom.
Okay.
And so then afterwards, waiting in Port Authority, I spotted Petey's brother. And so, we got to talking about some stuff, and, you know, I was saying that, you know, I think of calling every once in a while, and, Petey had just called into the new Best Show for the first time ever.
It's been a while since we've heard from you.
Yeah, I mean, I listen. I not always live, but I always listen to every show, so.
Well, that's nice.
So he was like, oh, yeah, you should call. So, it didn't.
I can't handle this phone. I'm sorry, buddy. That phone line's terrible. That was bad, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it didn't. That's all right. You tried, Mike. You guys, what are you guys doing right now? You guys drawing some sort of diagram of what the pizza could look like? And are you bringing in a architect to do some blueprints? Who? What's that? A lineman. So we got to get a drafting table in here first. So, Best Show, hi.
Hi. This is Eleanor from Minneapolis.
Eleanor, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We've spoken before, right?
No, this is my first time calling.
It's your first time calling. How are you, Eleanor?
I'm good.
Now, are you in school?
Yeah, I just started middle school.
Middle school. How's that going?
Not very well.
It's hard. It can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a new school building for you?
Yep. It's really big.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot to take in.
That's definitely a big change.
Mm-hmm.
And are you still getting used to it?
Yeah. It's been a couple weeks, but takes a while.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. You'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You're smart.
Thanks. Right?
So what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Well, I'm calling to complain about how I was in a junior roller derby team.
Okay.
And the place where we were practicing said we cannot practice anymore. Well, I guess the people who were doing it didn't want to, but the government said you have to stop them practicing here.
What?
Yeah. And so it's in the newspapers. There's just, like, a lot of stuff. And it happened last school year, and they still haven't found a place, which is really hard, and it took a lot of stress out off my back when I had it, but now it's kind of more stress.
I'm sorry. Well, first of all, you're a young kid. The idea that you're talking about how much stress you're carrying at this point upsets me.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be dealing with... You're still a kid, right? You're a kid.
Yeah.
So have fun. Yeah. What's stressful that you're carrying around? What kind of stress? Without getting too specific. Like school stuff?
What?
Is it school stuff?
A lot of school stuff. I want to get great grades. Okay. I want to get good grades.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's a big challenge getting around the school in 3 minutes and only having 10 passes per quarter, so bathroom passes.
Okay. Well, you know what I would say to you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get through it. You're smart. You're focused. You're going to get through it. Don't. But realize this, as somebody who's all the way through school already and has gotten through middle school and then high school, cut yourself mm-hmm. a little bit of slack. Don't beat yourself up all the time with this stuff. As
yeah.
long do your work, be responsible, but don't stress, don't make it so that you're torturing yourself with this stuff.
I guess you're right. I mean, I just really want to get good grades so I can feel accomplished mm-hmm. because
well, you will though. You will. You'll if you do the homework, you'll get good grades and you study, you'll get good grades, mm-hmm. Does it feel like sometimes there's a line that you can say, "All right, maybe I'm done now," and but then you keep going? Sometimes try to not keep going just for the sake of going. Say, all right, I did my work. I'm being responsible. I'm on schedule. And now I'm going to do some other things so that I am not completely stressed out.
Yeah.
Because schools are going to want somebody who's well-rounded also. That's something you have to think of, that schools just don't want somebody who only has good grades. They want somebody... Especially, and more than ever, they want this. They want students who have a bunch of interests and things they're enthusiastic about and know things outside of the classroom as well as mm-hmm. in the classroom. So you should not be afraid to focus on those things too.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you that I have a binder that's 100 pounds. So that's a lot of stress going up to the third floor. That's 100 pounds.
Why is your binder 100 pounds?
Because I have a ton of notebooks and books I'm supposed to keep and a ton of papers.
There's got to be a better version of it than you lugging around 100. First of all, how can you pick up 100 pounds? I can't pick up 100 pounds.
Okay, maybe I overreacted. It's probably like, I don't know.
But it's very heavy is what you're saying. You're saying it's very heavy.
Yeah.
There's not a version where you can put some things somewhere on the side? Do you have a locker?
Yeah, I have a locker, but I only get a couple minutes through passing time, so I don't usually use it. But I guess I could probably put most of my stuff in there.
You should
You
should try. Try to do that, because that will make it so you can move around the school easier, and you'll get to things... on time, if you're not lugging something super heavy, right?
Mm-hmm. It's really heavy, but I think once you get used to the school, it's easier, but it's really heavy. And
sure.
I've done this to all my family. I've said, how much do you think this weighs? And then I give it to them, and then I let go right away, and their arm just falls.
Yeah. Well, what would you be doing on a night where sometimes you study and keep studying and keep studying? What are other things you'd be interested in doing? You like the roller derby, and they won't let you do that anymore because what were they afraid that you guys are going to get hurt? Is that what it is?
No, it's just the government. Well, we practiced at an armory.
Okay.
And so the government said you can't let anyone practice after hours. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah.
But are there other things you'd be interested in the meantime while that sorts itself out?
Yeah. I could probably go to Roller Gardens, which is a roller skating place, or I could probably just, like play outside. I love playing badminton. But my parents don't get home till a while, so I'm just stuck with my brother.
But you know what? It's soon enough. You're in Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Soon it's going to be so cold that you're not going to be able to play badminton. You should play as much badminton now as you can before it starts snowing.
Yeah.
Get outside.
It's like I love snow. But it's just so hard to do some of my favorite things in the snow.
Yeah,
so.
It sure is.
Yeah.
So my advice to you, what was your name again? I'm so sorry. Mike wrote your name down here. What did he write? I'm trying to read here. No, it's not Eleanor.
I don't know.
Zorf?
Maybe.
Z-O-R-F?
What?
Is your name Zorf?
Sorry, I don't think that rings.
Oh, no,
it
says Eleanor. Okay, it does say Eleanor. Okay. Well, Eleanor, you got to have some fun. You're a kid. Have fun.
I guess I should.
You should. I know you should. You do your homework. You study. You're ready for the tests and the quizzes and all that. You're ready for the, you're doing all that stuff. So go have fun for the rest of it. Go and playing outside is, there's benefits to that. It's not like you're sitting watching TV or playing video games like a bump on a log. You're outside. Well, look. I want you to have fun, and then you call me in a couple weeks and tell me about some of the things you've done.
Okay.
All right, Eleanor?
Right.
Well, you have a good night.
You too.
Night.
Bye.
It's a nice kid. I tell you, I was a kid. This poor kid's lugging around a giant backpack with the thing. It's heartbreaking. Man. Such a loser as a kid. Duh, this is me. Duh. All the time. Duh. Still me. I still don't know much. Best show.
Hi, Tom. It's Abingtron. I borrowed my mom's cell phone this time, so.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome.
Do I sound okay now?
Yes. Very
okay,
good.
I will never, if I ever call back again, I will never use that phone.
Don't worry, you'll call back and it sounds great.
Okay.
Where were we?
Oh, so, yeah. I don't know what I was saying. I have something for, well, I have something possible for tonight's topic if we get to it, but I have something for the 50th angriest list because I believe that's not been filled up yet.
What do you got?
Okay, so Douglas Levison.
Who's that?
Infamously known as the trumpet fight man from Trumpet Fight Video.
From what?
The video where there's a man playing trumpet very badly in New York City, and then there's a small man who comes up and yells at him.
Well, I don't know that video. I'll check it out. And if it passes the
that's
test,
my favorite video ever.
I'll definitely check it out.
Okay.
Sorry, I hung up. I didn't mean to. Best show, hi.
Tom, we got off to a bad start, Tom.
We did?
Yeah, Mike put me through again, Tom. I sweet-talked him.
Yeah?
Yeah. I sensed a great empathy from him. I really did sense a great empathy from him for the average Joe like myself.
Yeah. So what do you got, Chief?
Well, I got a quick story that happened in New Jersey, actually.
Oh, goody.
For the complaint. Sorry?
Let's hear it.
Story is, I was in a coffee shop with my friend Ben Reed, Collingswood, New Jersey. Nice little quaint town. Went in for a coffee, sat down for a while. Walked out the door past this group of older gentlemen sitting down on their laptops and tablets and such. Brisk day, not too cold. I walk out the door, leave it open, a crack, maybe 6 inches. And the guy goes, door.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Tom, I didn't know what to do. I froze. I gave him a withering look.
Mm-hmm.
Very slowly closed the door, but it ate me up inside. I didn't know what the best move was there at the end, and I was thinking, what would you have done, Tom?
If what? I had opened the door and it didn't close quickly enough?
Well, no. I walked out of the coffee shop. My feet hit the pavement.
Yeah.
But the door was still open about 6 inches, and the guy goes, door! Oh, as he
was it moving
down.
Shut at its own slow rate, or
no,
it was just
no,
open
no.
Now?
The door was one of those doors with no spring.
Yeah,
no
well,
spring.
That's on you. That's on you. Shut the door, stupid.
Well, come on. I mean, of course, it was an honest mistake. I accepted the mistake.
I'm with them.
But that's
I'm
it's
with
unacceptable.
Them. Hey, Thor. That's what you heard the right thing. Thor.
Nah, see, must be a Jersey thing.
I'm with them. Oh, yeah, I guess it is a Jersey thing.
Gotta be.
What's that?
Gotta be.
Yeah. You know what else is a Jersey thing?
What?
Hanging up on people. Best show. Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking? Got a real hot crew running tonight, Mike.
Fantastic.
What's your name, Chief?
Jonathan.
Where are you calling from?
Sioux City.
Where?
Sioux City.
Sioux City, North Iowa?
Or North Dakota.
North Sioux Dakota? Falls. Okay, teach me this.
City.
Teach
One of
me.
The two.
All right. What's going on, Jonathan?
Two complaints and a comment on the, the subject tonight, who believes in their own hype.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. Change it. Complain-a-thon. That's all we're doing.
So rigid around here.
What?
It's rigid.
Get off my phone. Rigid. How's that for rigid? You like that? That's some rigid stuff. One strike and you're out, bro. Door. Best show.
Hey, Tom. It's Connor.
Connor.
From New York.
Do I know this Connor?
Yes, you do.
Is this the Connor who plied me with military caffeinated gum?
Military-grade gum, yes.
Yes. This is a comedian. This guy is one of the faces to look out for. You'll see whenever those lists come out, faces to look out for.
I don't make those. That's not me.
No, people you know make them, though.
Yes, I am anti those lists.
People you work with make those lists.
I don't work with them, but people I know.
Okay, because this is a guy, his name's Connor O'Malley.
I don't work with those losers.
And this guy's funny. This guy's one of the funniest guys in the biz. He's one of the funniest guys in the
entertainment biz.
He's on my faces to look out for. You like this guy?
You got to do a best show, Fresh Faces.
I got to do best show, Faces of 2018.
Wally would be on there.
Wally Wacky Man, Connor O'Malley. Avalanche Bob. And then you're just going to be like, wait, what am I? What went? And that's the list. And you're just like, what went wrong with my career?
Oh, good. But, or what went right?
Or I'll put Joe Firestone on also.
Yeah. She's probably dating Avalanche Bob.
Well, you know why I put her on the list is because every list, she's on every list automatically.
Yeah.
Any showbiz list of people on the rise, they're like, all right, we got Joe Firestone on here. Who else?
Who else makes a list?
Look, I got to say, she's super funny. I did an upcoming episode of her show, Dr. Game Show.
Me too.
You did?
Yeah, I kept telling the callers I was going to beat their asses.
Who were you paired with?
John Reynolds, you know him?
John Reynolds. That's a good one. I got
big boy, yeah. Big time boy.
You know who I got paired with?
Who?
Dudio.
Who?
Dudio, the guy who works here.
Because you guys were riding together anyway, right?
No, we met there.
Your Dudio is going to pick you up at the SRO.
What do you think, me and Dudio share a car?
No, you share a room at a single room occupancy.
So, we were staying at that hotel across from Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, Penn State. I stayed at that hotel once.
The Hotel
like four
Pennsylvania.
Guys.
Yeah. So, see, it's a nice place.
The first time I came to New York, I stayed there. It was a complete nightmare.
Yeah. I like the idea that someone comes to New York and they're just like, or they're figuring out New York, they're just like, there's a hotel right across the street from Madison Square Garden. That was probably the best hotel to stay at.
And Madison Square Garden's got a train station by it, underneath it?
Then they get there and they're like, oh, okay, this is why this is, yeah. Oh, and how much was it? $389 a night?
Oof.
No,
bad.
So, me and and Dudio did, but you got John Reynolds, man.
Yeah, and maybe she's just trying to pick, because I know Reynolds from Chicago. I mean, you know, you and Dudio are best buds.
But wait, man. Oh, wait, this sounds bad. It sounds like I don't want Dudio on the thing.
Well, you just see him all the time. You know him all the time.
It's,
yeah.
It's look, Dudio? Is he there? Oh, look how mad he sounds. Oh, I'm here. Look, I had you at the thing. We did it together. It was a blast. I'm just talking about some fresh blood. This John Reynolds. He's on, like, TV shows and stuff.
Tall, handsome, too.
Well, Dudio's handsome and tall.
Yeah, but Reynolds is TV handsome.
Well, Dudio's TV handsome also. Look, I'll
say Reynolds, this. Reynolds is 1980s TV handsome.
This is what I'm saying now. I'm changing my thing here. I'm honored that I got to do the Dr. Game Show with Dudio. If they want me back and they're like, and they start naming people, like, who do you want to be with? What's it,
what if you had to do it with, like, what if Michael Jackson was alive and you did it with him?
If I did Dr. Game Show with Michael Jackson, that would be.
Yeah.
And some dumb game, some dumb caller calls in with a dumb game. And then I have to, like, compete with against Michael Jackson. I can say this, Dudio, you're my number one pick for anything. Number one. I don't care. They could come to me and be like, hey, you want to do this thing? They got, what's his face wants to do it? The Robert Downey Jr. wants to do it. Be like, yeah, well, I want Dudio to do it. So, ConorO'Malley.com, at ConorO'Malley.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Are you still off Twitter?
Yeah, I'm off Twitter, and I
how does it feel?
Great. It's really great. I don't miss it at all.
You don't miss it at all? No. You don't think like, oh, yeah, there's a dumb picture I wish I could,
No. I just dumped Instagram over the weekend.
How is that? But did you delete the app or did you delete the account?
I just pulled it off off my phone. I didn't delete the account.
But you still got it on your iPad and your iPad mini.
I don't have an iPad or an iPad mini.
You got an iPad mini in your car.
I have, sure, in my car, yes. I have an iPad mini. I have two iPads.
You have an iPad for the back seat.
I have two iPad minis, which equal one iPad. And then in the back, I have three iPad minis, which add up to 1.5 iPads. I got to say, Dudio's going to be so mad. Oh, my God, the messes I make here. He's so mad now because I said I wanted to do the thing with the guy from what you call it. What's the show he's on?
Search Party, Stranger Things.
Dudio, I still want you.
Dude, I'd say Dudio would be pretty good too if they paired me up with Dudio. I wouldn't be too mad.
It was a blast. Me and Dudio did it. It's one of the funniest things going, right?
It was really fun. I'll say that.
So quiet. He's so quiet now. I blew it. What do I got to do? Get a gift card for this guy now?
Go get him a gift card to Panera.
Yeah. Or I got to go to Lowe's. Yeah. Lowe's. I'll go to Walgreens and they have that rack of gift cards that you can get. And I'm like, well, yeah, I got you 6 gift cards for $10 each. I got you Toys R Us. Lowe's.
I can't believe that was, remember it was like, oh, this is such a good idea when that came out and that lasted for like 10 years that people still thought that was like, I guess we still valued currency at some point. It wasn't just like a number that you send to somebody on Venmo.
You mean the idea of getting a gift card?
Yeah, I remember like getting like a Best Buy gift card. I'm like, yes.
But it's just a bailout gift is what it is. It's just, I think it'll be there forever. As long as someone's in a car driving to a family member's house and they're just like, oh no, we forgot Keith. And then they're just like,
my wife's 15, gift card. Yeah. Then there's Outback Steakhouse.
Then there's a Walgreens pulling. What does he like? He likes computer stuff. Get him this Apple one. Getting this iTunes thing. Great, iTunes.
No, you get the Best Buy because you can get electronics or CDs.
Yes. Or movies, yeah.
Did you have Montgomery Ward's in Jersey?
Was that a department store?
Yeah.
I think we had that, yeah.
I loved it. I loved Ward's when I was a kid.
Is that a Chicago thing? Like the
I think
pizza?
They were headquartered in Chicago, yeah.
Is Montgomery Ward's the deep dish pizza of department stores?
Yeah, let's go to Ward's, get a deep dish pizza. And
a hot dog that has cucumbers on it.
Hot dog with a salad on it. Get some patronage jobs from our alderman. And hyper-segregate the city. Let's do that this afternoon.
Yeah, that's just a fun afternoon in Chicago.
Yeah.
And then go see a Cubs game. Let's play.
Have you spent much time in Wrigleyville?
I've never been to Wrigley Field.
Oh, don't go.
Why is that? Well, I'm allergic to Vine, so that might be a bad fit, first of all.
You're allergic to what?
Vine.
Oh, yeah. Tons of Vine around there.
Yeah.
The neighborhood is what's a complete nightmare.
Mike, have you ever been to Chicago? You have not.
I tried to call in last week. Mike was giving me some guff.
Ooh.
Told me, he's like, what are you, laying in bed?
Oh.
And then he said, why don't you go splash? He's like, you got any water around? I was like, water? He's like, yeah, go splash your face in it.
You know what I got to say? I'm siding with Mike on this one. Because you know why? Not that you needed that, but Mike is always, his priorities lie with the calls. And he's not going to just roll over. He's going with what he hears, Connor.
I respect that, but I will put him on the topic. I'll say that he believes his own hype.
Mike believes. I would agree with that also. Mike but, definitely.
But he's one of the rare people where it becomes a strength.
Yes, he's turned it into an attribute. Mike's belief of his own hype. And I want to say, how many of those dumb headshots have you sold, Mike? The new ones. There's a new one Mike is doing where it's signed with a gold pen. It's twice the price. It's $20 for the headshot. And he signs it 2017 Podcast Hall of Fame with a gold Sharpie. And it's $20. He sold 10 of them so far.
I've just seen the one. Is there one that's got like multiple looks, like a policeman, a fire chief?
That should be the next
robber.
One. A baby, like him with a giant lollipop.
Yeah, fun one. And then there should be a resume on the back with fake credits.
Yeah, with his other skills and things.
It should be like played Tom Cruise in War of Worlds.
Connor, this is the greatest. This is the next one. The AP Mike 4-panel headshot.
Or you know what he should do? You know how they have those like people in third world countries that'll write anything.
Uh huh.
He should hire them to write a resume.
Over like Fiverr?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mike, go to Fiverr, hire someone to write your resume, and then we're gonna stage a photo shoot with you for a new headshot. And you're gonna have to dress like a cop, fancy
fireman,
fancy boy from the 30s. And
what was cop, fireman, security guard, and then like another one, a doorman. It's like three of them look very much the same.
Just strangely functional for like, I don't think we can see this guy in anything other than some sort of city worker role for this movie.
Which, wow. The Deuce, he'd be great on the Deuce as the elevator inspector on the take.
Mike on the Deuce as an elevator, as a crooked elevator inspector. All right, Connor.
Connor,
I gotta roll. Every line is lit up.
All right.
Let's figure you coming out. I keep saying that to you, but I'm gonna figure it out now.
And let's
what's
do it.
What's November like for you?
I think I'm around. Well, so I'll email you.
Please. You're one of my favorites, buddy.
One of my favorites.
Okay, you have a great night.
You too, buddy.
Bye. Connor O'Malley checking in. That's fun. Hey, Dudio. You know I love you. You know, it's only sport. Look, we were doing this Dr. Game Show thing. The first thing when they said, hey, you're going to get to do it with Dudio, first thing I said, no joke, are you sure Dudio wants to do it with me? I wrote to them. I was like, yeah. I said, are you sure? You just don't want me to, because it's like, you don't want it. You're not going to feel like it's like, oh, it's another best show thing, Dudio and Tom. Like, you don't want it. You don't want a break from me? I just asked, right? That's totally true. I get, and look, I'll say this. If it came down to me versus John Rawls, Dudio shoved me out the window so fast. Between me and the guy on Search Party, Dudio said he would move on so quick. He'd be like, oh, I know that guy from UCB and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, I get it. What else is new? I'm missing out again, right? I tell you. We're doing complain-a-thon? Let's do it. It's time. Let the complain-a-thon truly begin. First thing I want to complain, and I want this to be positive too in a way. And ultimately, when you complain, let's try to find something positive that you can think about instead of the thing you're complaining about. Cause yeah, look, I know, look, I have two arms, I got two legs, I'm healthy, I'm doing okay in that regard. Knock on wood. Doing okay. I know there's things I have that I'm grateful for, and I'm not saying I have nothing. But yeah, just because someone else has got it worse than you, don't mean you ain't got nothing to complain about. You know? I gotta tell you, I keep calling certain people, leaving messages. Hey, it's Tom. Hey, it's Tom, your friend, Tom. No, never called back. There's probably about six people not talking to me right now. Just kills me. And there's three of them who I really haven't talked to in a long time. It hurts. Hurts. Yeah, but look, you know what? Positive thing, I got people I do talk to. How about that? There's three people not talking to me. I can think of three who are. Dudio, Mike, and Pat. How are we doing on that pizza? It's here. Mike, 1 to 10 pizza. What's your review?
8.
Dudio? 8.5. Pat? Okay, and the vote's not in yet for Pat. He's going to eat it soon. Ugh. And yeah, am I floundering this year? Yeah. Basically, had another thing dry up on me over the last few days. I'm now 0 for 8 for the year, pretty much, on job opportunities. And sure, it's the weirdest year. It's strange. You know what it's like? It's like walking into a casino, and then, like, Luck Be a Lady is playing. As you walk toward the blackjack tables, and then suddenly 3 minutes later, you're like, what just happened? Oh my God, I just kept losing and I lost bad. And you're just not even sure how quickly it happened? Yeah. But look. I'm still in the mix. Find a positive for a negative. I'm still in it, a positive for a negative. And look, sure, did I start the year out as co-EP on an HBO show? Yeah, I did. Getting ready for second season? Yeah, I did. And now 10 months later, I find myself finding out that my acting role of me in a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial, I was cut out of the commercial. Is one better than the other, being co-EP on an HBO show and then I'm not sure which is which. It's up and down. Who even knows which one's better or worse? Having a writing job on a top-notch cable channel, or finding out by watching the commercial that you're not in it while you watch football. And you realize, oh, I'm not in the commercial. How about that? The one with the painting, Mike. The painting took my job. If you're happy, I have been replaced by a painting. I was beat out by the painting in the KFC commercial I acted in. But look, some might say that's a plummet. That's like falling out of a plane into the Grand Canyon, like below the surface, like falling into like a cave. Like, whoa, can you believe it? He fell out of that plane and he should have hit the ground, but he kept falling. He fell into that hole that we don't know how far down that thing goes. Some would say that that's what that is, to go from being on a show to finding out while watching television that you're not in the commercial. Sure. Yeah. Well, at least I got to dress up like a butler in the middle of August. It was a great thing to be wearing a full butler outfit during a heat wave. That was fun. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Maybe I'm done. I don't know. Maybe I am. And if I am, so what? So be it. What are you going to do? Am I a bad person? Are there people that don't talk to me? I don't know. Do they think I'm a bad person? Maybe. I don't think I'm a bad person. Maybe I am. I quit all the social media, trying to find a little bit of peace and focus on bigger things and focus on some larger things I want to accomplish. Not on Twitter anymore. Hey, look, I'll say this. How is everybody's like complaining about everything, right? And like really like, and justifiably so most of the time, I feel like with people are holding bad people's feet to the fire. That's what you should be doing. But it's like, how does this Twitter get a pass from like as a corporation? You know, this awesome place that AP Mike does not have a check next to his account, but Richard Spencer, I believe, does. That's not fair. Mike doesn't have a check. This guy can't get verified. Yeah, this dumb platform. Yeah, basically, you like the president. That's how he's president now, is this dumb social media site. That's why. But by all means, keep using it all day. Everybody should stand up to that dumb thing and shut it down. Quit for a week. Just bring that thing to its knees, Twitter. Send that thing crashing down, man. Yeah. But now look, now a positive thing. I'm going to switch it out for a positive thing. Then I think of the things I get to do. Like now I'm focusing on getting some writing of substance done, hopefully. And then getting some reading of substance back into that again. Got knocked off point a little bit with that. Hopefully that's the goal now. Yeah. It's good. The bad and the good. Can't have one without the other. Well, actually, you could. You could have nothing but good. And wouldn't mind seeing what that's like. But yeah, look, it's a weird bad year. What are you going to do? I had a good time at Comic-Con this week. Boy, that was fun being there. I got to do the Steven Universe panel and the autograph. It was great. It was a lot of fun to see all the people on Steven Universe. And yeah, that was a good time. Comic-Con's a little troubling in spots. If cosplay is a stock, if that was the stock market, you're in trouble if you're holding shares, a lot of shares of Harley Quinn. But boy, you're rolling in it if you got shares of Rick. From Rick and Morty, you are flush now. A lot of Ricks at Comic-Con. A lot of Ricks. White coat, blue fright wig. A lot of Ricks. And I thought the fans of Rick and Morty acquitted themselves beautifully when the disgusting dipping sauce for the disgusting chicken things at McDonald's, when they didn't make enough of this knockoff thing that they tried to make like it was endorsed by Rick and Morty, but really wasn't. And people went to McDonald's and lined up to get trash. That they still had all the other trash. McDonald's still had all the other trash they sell available, including four other disgusting sauces were still available. And yeah, it's a priorities. Everyone's priorities are in order to go to McDonald's and scream how they don't have the ironic dipping sauce there. It's a great use of time. Reinstate the draft. Might be time to reinstate the draft just for Rick and Morty fans, right? And don't send them to combat. Just put them into service. Build barns. Right? Rake leaves in the park. Yeah. McDonald's. Szechuan sauce. Can you imagine? Can you imagine going to... Do I go to McDonald's? Yeah, like once every 4 to 6 months I end up there. I get a filet, either I'm on the road, if I'm on like some kind of horrible road trip and it's just like, well, I guess I'm eating something at McDonald's. Like that, when you're just driving. Yeah, it's never good. It's disgusting. I like the filet of fish bun. I would eat the filet of fish bun if they just sold the bun. I'd eat that. They got to put some fish of indeterminate whatever on. I don't know what that is. What is that, fish? Right? Yeah. So they choke that down and then you move on. You don't come back for a while. But then like, oh, they got Rick wanted the sauce and they got it. Let me go get some. It'd be funny if I got the sauce, right? And then, wait, they don't have any? Look, I get it. You ain't got nowhere else to go, right? You got nowhere else to go. You go to McDonald's, you do it, it's a goof. You go, I do stuff for a goof. I get it. The other day, I'm walking my dog, Good and Poochie. We're walking past a traffic light. There's a car stopped at the traffic light, and we're just crossing the crosswalk, and then I see in the car waiting at the red light, there's two kids in it. And what do? They lean on their horn. Right as me and my dog walk in front of them. And look, part of me was like, that's horrifying. And you scared me. But look, my dog didn't care. Good and Poochie don't care. But then I was just like, yeah, you guys are dumb kids. Good for you. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Blowing the horn at the person for literally no reason just to do it because it's wrong. You know it's wrong. I knew it was wrong. You did it. I got it. I'm okay with it. You blew the horn at me. Thankfully, you didn't scare my dog. All's all right. I know what it's like to be a dumb kid. I'm barely not a dumb kid at this point. So I get it. You go to McDonald's, if it's a goof, you get the sauce from the thing. And then it's not there, and then you start jumping around and screaming. Why not? McDonald's sucks. Everything sucks. Might as well act like it's important to you, even though it's not. Right? I don't know. But come on, guys. It's just a show. It's just a cartoon. Just don't live a life for the lulls. Don't live for the lulls. Know when to check in and check out with that stuff. That's all. But it's funny. You go to McDonald's, you jump on the counter. Well, that's not funny, jump on the counter. That one kid screaming and jumping on the counter. And that's like, these employees don't need that. Great. That dumb sauce that they were supposed to send us, and they only sent us 10 packs of it. Now there's 500 people here at this McDonald's. They got sold out by the company. Can you imagine that, Mike? Right? Yeah. Mike actually was, he heard that the solar powered, quick check in Bayonne was going to have a special, dipping sauce from All in the Family. He wanted some, Meathead's meat sauce. They were going to have a dipping sauce, and then they didn't have it, so he climbed up on the solar panels and was screaming about Dingbat. And now he's a spokesman for Antenna TV. They saw him up there, and they realized he is now the face of Antenna TV. A lot of Ricks at Comic-Con. And then I was there on Sunday, and one of the saddest things is when it rains outside of Comic-Con. Oh. These people did not expect to get wet. Right? Yeah. This guy dressed as... Yeah, like Darth Vader never walked in the rain through Midtown. He's not expecting that. To have to get wet. And who's the character from the Star Wars movie? Who's the woman from the movie now, Dudio? Rey. I saw someone dressed as Rey, and she had the best costume, and she had this little wagon with her that was basically BB-8. And she looked just like her, and the costume was perfect, and BB-8 looked perfect. And she's getting wet in this thing. It's like, man, this stinks. You deserved better. But the Ricks, they can get wet. Come on, guys, with Rick and Morty. Calm down. Just realize the McDonald's employee, they didn't ask.
What if we do a class action lawsuit?
Great, go for it. Get Matlock to represent you, right? My clients here were wronged when the McDonald's did not get the Szechuan, the Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce, the dipping sauce they were promised for the buttermilk chicken McNuggets. Now I feel when you promise that McDonald's is going to get in the Szechuan sauce, they are expecting Szechuan sauce. And the judge is like, fine, I rule in favor of the plaintiff. 10 Szechuan sauce packs for all of you. Beshow, hi. Hello. Hi. Hello. Must have split. Beshow, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
It's the H-Man.
Oh, my God. It's the H-Man as I live and breathe. The H-Man, who is the brother of Wally Wacky Man's operator.
Yes.
How are you
doing, Tom?
I'm good. I haven't spoken to you in so long. You are in Los Angeles?
I am.
How's that going?
Things are good. Yeah, things are going well. I took a little change in my career path, but it's going really well.
What are you doing now, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, well, I'm still a production assistant, but instead of being on set, I work in animation.
Okay. Awesome. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't say what show you maybe work on, can you?
I mean, yeah, I'd prefer not to.
Of course. See, I'm not being respectful. But you're working, which is what matters.
Yes.
Good, H-Man. You're one of my favorite people. You used to come up to the best show and hang out, and we had so much fun when it was you and your Z-Man and his dead puppet and all that stuff. You were battling to be my protege, and now you are now in Los Angeles. You are now an adult. It's great.
I like to think so sometimes.
So what do I owe the pleasure of this call, H-Man?
Oh, well, you know, I was originally going to add something to the original topic, but I do have something for the complainathon.
What do you have for the complainathon?
My complaint is that, so whenever I listen to the show, it seems like it's become a regular tradition that you guys order pizza. But my complaint is on your behalf. If you can't eat the pizza during the show and you have to wait till the end when it's cold and there's maybe one slice left, maybe someone should be like, hey, Tom's always buying us pizza. Why don't we order it early so it gets there before the show starts?
Right? Yes, certainly would think so, wouldn't you, H-Man?
if I were running the behind the scenes of your show, I would do it, Tom.
Well, no, look, they have to have a 4.5-hour meeting about the pizza, though, before the thing. It's like I've bought cars quicker than these three guys ordered a pizza. And now they're going to be mad, I tell you. I'm doing it again.
Oh, boy.
I zung Dudio with the thing, and not that the thing. He's mad at me. Now Pat's going to be mad about the pizza thing. Mike's the only one that's doing all right. Because he doesn't even know where he is. Not even sure where he is. If you asked him right now where he would say, how many guesses do I get?
Yeah.
H-Man. Am I going to see you anytime soon? You're never out here anymore, are you?
I know. I've been very preoccupied out here. I'm coming home for Thanksgiving. Okay. I don't know what your schedule is like, but
if you're around, my friend, I hope we cross paths.
I hope so too, Tom. It's been way too long. It's been since like the middle of 2015 since I last saw you.
Yeah. Well, please let me know.
Okay.
You have a
great... I wanted to say something...
Yeah?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all yours. It's all yours, H-Man.
I wanted to say about Rebecca's interview last week. I thought it was really wonderful. It was really cool to have you guys talking on the show, and it was cool to kind of see similarities in me moving out here and kind of being like... and kind of having the best show there to kind of help me get through the first like year or so, just kind of not knowing my place in L.A. at the time.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. That's very sweet of you to say that, H-Man. I appreciate
it. Well, I mean it. The show has been a huge part of my life for as long as I've been listening, and I've listened to so many parts of the box set. I just put it on shuffle on my on my phone, on my iPod when I'm driving. I still also have an iPod. I know you've talked about that in the past. I'm one of the few people who still.
I do. I have an iPod in my car. The only three who have iPods now, it's me, you, and Baby Driver. We're the only three.
Yeah.
With iPods. Right?
Exactly.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, take care, Tom.
You have a great night.
You too.
Still going to clip him off there. Hey, Mike. Is Dudio mad at me? You think so? How about Pat? It's very quiet out there. Man, I blew it. I blew it. Hey, would you do me a favor, Mike? Would you go to Walgreens and get Pat a $20 Lowe's gift card and get Dudio $20 Home Depot card? Yeah. All right? And then go in the card aisle. And they got those funny cards. You know the funny ones? No, get one that has a chip in it that plays a song. Right? No, get one that plays like, there's got to be like Star Wars ones that'll play like, dun, 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 right? Get two of those. Put the card in it. And just bring it in here. I'll sign it. Okay? All right. Thanks, Mike. And Mike, grab yourself a gift card while you're at it. What do you want? Cabrera's? What do you want? Macaroni Grill? Outback? Yeah, don't be afraid to grab your own, throw $20 on it for yourself. No card, though. No card. Not made of money. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
This is John in D.C.
John in D.C. What's up, John?
Not much. I have a complaint, but it is a positive complaint.
What do you got?
Because it will help people do the right thing when they want to do a nice, polite thing that I think we all like to do. But sometimes there's this one little aspect of it that, okay, let me just sit up. Let's say you're going into the Wawa, and you're holding the door for someone. You're pulling it out so someone else can leave because you saw them through the glass door.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, let's say you're distracted or there's a lot of glare, and so you don't see through the glass, so you go in and you're halfway in, and then you see that someone's coming.
Yeah.
Don't do that weird thing where you kind of stick one arm back at a funny angle and act like that's holding the door. I mean, because you're in the way, and like your body is taking up half of the doorway. Yeah.
Step out of the way.
Yeah.
Clear a path.
Just keep going. It's too late.
Clear a path. I'm with you on that. Clear a path.
Yeah.
Especially when they're carrying stuff. Clear a path.
Well, I mean, if they're carrying a lot, then, I mean, you could help them by, like, stepping back out and holding
the
door.
Yeah,
you want to be, you know.
Get out of the way.
Okay.
Right?
That is what.
John, 100%. 100%. I'm with you.
Okay.
All right. You have a great night.
That's it. Yeah, you too.
All right. Is anybody watching this Curb Your Enthusiasm? Oh, boy. Right? Rusty? Rusty much? First of all, this episode was like 35 minutes long. Most recent episode. Where are they doing the show? What planet is the show taking place on? It's like taking place in a dirty joke book. It's like that's the world that this show takes place in. It's like a dirty joke book. Like Larry goes out of a hotel room. What's the first thing he sees? A hooker! Just in the hallway. A hooker! And she's like, I'm a hooker! Yeah, like they're dirty jokes. Yeah. No, but by all means, he should have a show and I should be. 8 years he's stepped away from the thing, and I'm getting cut out of the chicken commercial. That's great. Yeah. That's great. It was a good lesson for me to get. It was very constructive. I probably learned more getting cut out of the chicken commercial than I would have if it would be running now and I'd be getting residuals every time it aired. No. I did have a line. Best show, hi.
She's like, I'm all... Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Kevin Philadelphia.
Let me just say this also about this Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's the only show... It's the only show I wish wasn't in high def. Like, I want to... Can someone ask someone over at HBO, is there a low def version of this? I really have to see everything on Funkhauer's face and hair. I got to see that in high def. This what's his face? Richard Lewis. I got to see that in high def. Oh boy, what's that, Mike? Yeah, no one on the show looks healthy because everybody's 75. That's why. Jeff Garland, he looks like a Ryan Gosling on the show. Cause he's 58. He's some, who's this youngster?
Larry! What's wrong with you, Larry? You moron!
Who's calling now? Welcome, hi. Yes, you?
Hi, this is Jacob in Philadelphia.
Jacob, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
I have a very specific Wawa complaint, kind of like the last guy.
Well, look, I know Wawa like nobody's business. I was at a Wawa today, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to see if this Wawa complaint of yours is legit. Go ahead.
Okay. It's kind of every gas station, but I notice it more and more at Wawa's in Philly. Is people, it's like really congested. Everybody's trying to get gas. People park at the gas pumps, go inside the store for like 10 or 15 minutes, and then people are lining up trying to get in the spot when they leave. It quickly becomes chaotic. What you should do is park at the pump, get your gas, then move your car.
Yeah, of course.
And then go in the store.
No, that's impossible. Who would do... That's like so... You're expecting everything to go
insane.
Perfectly. You're expecting everything to just go perfectly. If you try to pull up to the pump, run in to buy things, and get out in time for your gas to be done. No, that's that's foolhardy.
Oh no, I mean they just park and then they go inside and then they come out and pump their gas.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
it makes everything take so long.
Back this up now. You show up at Wawa.
Yeah, every pump is full. There's cars without any people in them or any people pumping gas just parked at gas pumps.
Yeah. No, don't leave your car unattended. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. We're on the same page.
You don't leave your car unattended. Get your gas. Either go into the Wawa, get what you want, and then pull up to the pump and get your gas and sit in your car the whole time and get it done. Or go to the pump first, then go into the Wawa, wash your hands if you had to pump your own gas, and then get your things and leave.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
My friend, great call. Thank you.
Can I do two more things and then I'll let you go?
Let's hear one more and I'll decide whether you can do the third one. Let's hear it.
Okay. I'm very excited about the new Destroyer album. I met you at a Destroyer show like 2 years ago and they're playing here again soon. I can't wait.
Yeah, bro. I've had the album for a month and a half now. It's a great album.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm excited to hear it then.
A little sick of it, bro. No, I'm kidding. It's a really good album. I'm not sick of it at all. I've been listening to it. It's fantastic. Ken. Awesome. The new Destroyer album, Ken. It's great. Okay, what's the third thing?
Can I recommend you a movie?
Yes.
Patterson, it came out last year, directed by Jim Jarmusch.
Yeah, I want to see it. I didn't get to see it. I want to see it.
Yeah, it made me miss living in New Jersey. It's such a beautiful little movie. It's very calming. And it's just all about Paterson, New Jersey. I loved it so much.
My friend, you went 3 for 3 tonight. Congratulations. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great night.
You take care. Bye. That's a call. Now, that's a caller. You know, I tell you, sometimes you just, you know. Sometimes they string it together. They do a good job. Right? They string it together. They pull it off. They figure out how to make it happen. They pull it off. And it's all there. And it all comes together. Show, hi. Hello.
Hi, this is Becca from Vancouver Island, British Columbia.
Becca from Vancouver, hi. British Columbia, Canada. How are you tonight, Becca?
Vancouver Island.
Vancouver British Island.
Canada. Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I was calling because I was affected by your caller earlier, Eleanor, who's just started middle school.
Yeah.
And she, I hope she has someone to talk to. That's my advice for her.
Yeah, that poor kid's running herself ragged.
It's a really, really hard aspect. Like, yeah. It's such a hard transition to make in your life.
Going to middle school.
Well, we went in, where I grew up, we went from grade 7, K to grade 7 was elementary school, and then 8 to 12 was high school, and the transition was very intense.
Well, Becca, first, before I forget, I want to say to you and all my friends from Canada, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. We don't take it that seriously up here.
Really?
But I appreciate that, yeah.
I take it back.
But thank you
Seriously, I'm taking it back. I'm withdrawing the happy Thanksgiving wishes.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Going to grade 7, that was a challenge.
Yeah. Cause we went from like a small school to like a giant school with 18-year-old men with beards and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was freaky, and a lot of the things that she mentioned really resonated with me. Like, yeah, I don't want to, you know, say details. Like,
yeah,
I want to
respect
her stuff. But yeah, I kind of, and for the complaints department.
But let's just say this, Becca. First, before you get started,
flawed.
Becca, you made it through it though, right? You made it through the school.
I sure did.
And that can stand as something that Eleanor can look up to and see that even when it's hard, people get through it.
Yeah, that's
all
I wanted to
say. What's flawed? What was flawed?
Pardon me?
Well, you were saying something was flawed, and I missed what you were saying.
Oh, in the system, there were a few things. Like, it's a legitimate problem that in this day and age, kids should be having sore backs from carrying around books.
Yeah, I know.
First of all, I had that problem. That was a big one. Like, you got to haul all your stuff around, and there was textbooks then, and I imagine now in the future there is internet textbook, so she shouldn't have to have a sore back, and she shouldn't have limited access to the washroom.
Yeah, I know.
Nonsense. That's straight up balderdash.
Because you know what, and I'm not saying this is what anybody would do, which would be like, oh, I only get 10 passes for the thing. Well, we're all going to have a real problem when I need that 11th pass. This is going to be our problem.
Yes. If you're so concerned about it, hire a bathroom monitor.
Yeah, exactly.
Who decides whether, like, come
on. Are they hiring people bathroom?
Just
are they hiring bathroom monitors?
Just let kids go to the bathroom. If you're, like, worried that they're using it for nefarious purposes.
Yeah, exactly.
Then that's a bigger problem.
Yeah. Thank you, Becca. You are a voice of wisdom.
Eleanor, you sound like an awesome, awesome person, and
I need to say that. Are you excited? Are you excited about the Pride of Vancouver, Destroyer, the new album?
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You sound very excited.
Absolutely.
You have a great night.
Have a great night. Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Dudio. Could you come in here? Do you mind? Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. How are we doing?
I'm good.
Can I get you any? What do you want? You want $50 with that?
Perfectly fine.
No, you like 50?
50's good.
You want 50? Yeah. Would 50 make all this go away?
Perfect.
No, no, no. 50.
No, no.
60?
Not even
80.
Not needed.
Okay, fine. 100.
Not needed.
Not needed. But want? But would it make? I'm not asking if it's needed. Look, if John Williams, what was his name? John Williams, the composer? No, the...
For Star Wars?
No, what's the guy? John Reynolds?
Yeah, John Reynolds.
I don't want that guy. Look.
We had a good show.
We had a great show. They're all going to see what it's like
when
two funny people are locked in.
Right. We don't even know if their show was funny.
Yeah, look. That John Reynolds guy.
Was.
I'm sure it was very fun. I'm sure it was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But I know ours was magic.
It was. And you gave me an out. You did give me an out.
I wanted to make sure I wasn't stepping on your toes and just like something where you're just like, can I do anything that's not tied to the best show at some point? That's what I was picturing you. And I'm proud to have you be a part of the show, and I'm proud of the show also. I just didn't want it to be something where you're just like, you know, at some point I need to be my own person.
No.
That's all I want it to be. And look. I know your tensions are running a little high out there.
Who is it? Who is it?
It's Pat.
It's Pat.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Dudio. All right. That answers some stuff. Hey, Pat. Would you be able to come in here for a second? How are you?
Good.
How's it going out there?
It's going good.
Find people a little tense out there? Who's tense? Who is it? Who's making it tense?
Who's making it tense? I guess Jason a little
Jason.
Bit.
Jason, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You want like $50 with that?
No.
No? Okay.
No, that's all right.
60?
It's fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's
good.
Fine.
Okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
How's the pizza?
It's good.
Mike was really throwing a fit that he was.
Yeah.
This is what Mike was sick of. The good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been ordering this great pizza every
week.
It's
amazing, right?
Yeah. It's amazing pizza. And Mike's finally like, I'm a little sick of the pizza. Oh, you're sick of the good pizza? Yeah, by all means, let's get some trash in here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. For years, we ordered the other kind.
Yeah.
Then I find a good place.
Yeah. And apparently his taste buds were a little exhausted by all that great pizza. So how's this pizza this week?
It's good.
It's
but
good.
I misordered, I think, a little. Because we all really wanted the mushroom. And now, I hate to say this on air, there's only one mushroom left for you when the show's done.
All right. Well, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
All one's all I want.
Okay.
I'm lucky to get the one slice.
Okay.
Thank you, Pat.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's fine. Oh, it's fine. I think 60 might have went away with that second slice. That. Best show, hi.
Hi, how's it going, Tom?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Ryan from Chicago.
Ryan from Chicago. What's up, Ryan?
Well, I just had one for the topic and then, like, a little something extra.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
All right, well, so my one complaint is I work at this small little coffee shop, and it's like a small chain in the area. And this past Friday was our payday, and I don't get direct deposit. I'm one of the few people who just receives a paper check. And my check hadn't shown up to work that day. And so I asked my district manager was there. And I asked, hey, do you know when my check might be in? You know, just wondering, kind of need the money or whatever. And she goes, oh, it should be here in, like, you know, half an hour. And then a couple hours go by, and I ask her, hey, do you know when the check's going to show up? Just wondering. And then she's like, she asked me if I needed my check that day when everyone else had already been paid. And I was just, I don't know. It just.
Look, if they're going to offer paper checks as an option, they have to tighten it up on their end.
Yeah. And, like, it's such a small chain. I'm not going to say the name of it, of course, but I was just like, man, like, you think it'd be easy to get some, the checks to each store when they're all in, like, kind of a relatively close area in the city, yeah. You know?
Wait, did you just curse?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, it sure sounded like you did, but we'll let it go. So what did you do then? You took it out on your local McDonald's, jumped around,
actually,
started
screaming Pickle Rick. I was working that day, and there was a McDonald's right down the street from us, so I could see from our window a giant line about halfway down the block of a bunch of Rick and Morty fans.
And look, this is awesome. I think Rick and Morty, I think it's a great show. It's a great show.
I agree.
It's really funny. And I get the idea of pouring out to a McDonald's and being a goofball. It's fine. But just, you got to just know where the line is. That's all. There's no.
Yeah. Having worked in the service industry for a while now, I had nothing but sympathy for any of those workers who had to. I mean, I'm sure there were plenty of nice, decent people who understood the situation, but.
Just know who you're screaming at. Just know who it is when you're screaming that you're Pickle Rick. In their face. Just remember that person doesn't own McDonald's and didn't come up with the promotion.
Yeah, right.
And look, AP Mike lost his temper. He went to the Quick Check in Bayonne, and he was mad that they did not have the. He wanted the Ballers was supposed to have this Icy Hot that they advertised, and Baller they ran out of the Ballers Icy Hot, and Mike wanted the same Icy Hot that his gang from the show Ballers rub on their sore muscles.
Now was that the one with the packaging with The Rock on it, or the one with Rob Corddry on it?
Hey, now you're making fun. Get off my phone. I don't appreciate that. I know Rob Corddry's a nice guy. He's one of the most talented professional comedians in the biz. You know, you throw The Rock out there as a goof point. That's fine. Corddry, no, you don't do that. Best Show, hi.
Hi, this is Claire O'Kane in New York City, USA.
It's Claire O'Kane, Podcast Hall of Famer, Claire O'Kane.
That's me.
How are you, Claire?
I'm pretty good. I'm calling in to add to the topic. Next topic.
Now, you're not going to complain about Szechuan sauce, are you? That you didn't.
No, not today.
Not today. All right, let's turn the floor over to comedian Claire O'Kane. I'm sure she's going to have a very unique take on this topic.
Who's that?
Not that. I'm auditioning to host, I'm trying to host the True TV a true TV clip show that they run, the ones they run in the early afternoon. It's really funny. On true TV, great channel. They run these things in the early part of the day where it's these clips, like, world's dumbest, you know, whatever. And it's like, and they have these comedians commenting on the thing. And they have these comedians who film these things, like, 9 years ago. And they probably got paid $400 9 years ago. And they're running these things in perpetuity. I'm sure Chelsea Peretti loves that. Her thing is that she's on television every day on True TV, commenting on world's dumbest dirt bike jumps.
Whatever, that's a check, man. The biz is the biz.
No, but she's 9 years later, she's not getting anything for that.
You don't get anything to be a talking head about bloopers or anything?
You really think that they're paying residuals on that thing?
I don't know. I would hope.
Well, look, I'm not trying to take you off point, Claire. I want to hear what you have to say, Claire O'Kane. Comedian Claire O'Kane at Baby's First Gun. Let's see what she has to say about what's getting her goat these days.
Well, what's getting my goat? I came in to this with an idea, and I was listening to the show, and it just came up with a whole slew of new complaints. Okay. Complaint number one, why can't men just take a hint? And that's just based on a couple of your callers, male callers. Why can't you take a hint? Complaint number two,
Which one?
Based on your conversation with Connor, it reminded me about those lists. The hot lists.
Yeah.
The top young guys under 52 or whatever. That reminded me that there's a list in my high school alumni association, 30 under 30, and guess who's still not 30 and not on the 30 under 30 list for Notre Dame High School in San Jose, California?
I'm going to guess comedian Claire O'Kane did not
make
that list.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous.
Tell me about it, man.
Right? It's like, who else is on this dumb list?
You know, engineers or whatever.
Right? But no, but seriously, it's like, you can't find room for one person as being funny?
No.
Put them on the list?
Most definitely not.
Well, you know, Claire, you're on my list.
Wow. Well, you know, that's nice, I guess.
Funniest / this is a list. Tom's. Wait, this list is better than whatever dumb 30 under 30 at the, what was it, San Jose High School?
Notre Dame High School in San Jose, California, all girls Catholic school.
Okay.
Not me.
This list is better than that list. Tom's list of the funniest and Tom's list of the funniest people with good taste in music.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now?
You know who's on number one on the list? Me. I'm number one. I'm number one on my own list.
Yeah.
And who's number two on the list? You.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, that makes up for it. I feel much better about myself now.
That's a nice thing. Because this is like, Claire O'Kane, she texted me the other the week and sent some, she clearly is rolling in the dough because she bought a Dinosaur Jr. emoji package. And if you've ever wanted a cartoon Murph sent to you, start texting with Claire O'Kane.
They got him throwing up. They got him with heart eyes.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up.
How much did that emoji pack cost?
On the high end, $3, but I'm pretty sure it was $2. I can't remember. All right. It's all the same to me.
Yeah, exactly. Two, three, whatever. Maybe you're on the list and you just can count the way where you're at on it. I don't know. Look, Claire, what's going on? Where can people see Claire O'Kane do comedy?
Well, tell the people to check out ClaireO'Kane.com. I've got a link to a calendar with a bunch of sporadic shows spread throughout the months. I'm doing tomorrow, Wednesday?
Yes.
Wednesday, tomorrow, 11 p.m., UCB, Chelsea. That's the one in Chelsea.
Okay.
Jo Firestone's show. She's doing a show that it's all riffing with Jo. And I'm on that show.
You're
I
on.
Think that's what it is.
It's called
I'm on it.
It's called Riffin' with Jo.
No, it's called Ken Riffin Jr.
Ken Riffin Jr. This sounds like we're getting further away from whatever the actual title is. So, look, go check this stupid calendar, everybody. And
okay. All right.
All right, Claire. I'll talk to you soon. You I want to come by and say hi.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Best show, hi.
Bye.
Hi, Tom. It's Jonathan in Vancouver.
Who now?
It's Jonathan in Vancouver.
Jonathan in Vancouver. What's up, Jonathan?
Well, I have one for the complaint, and I have some music recommendations for me.
Well, what do you got with the complaint? For Complainathon.
Well, last month my bike got stolen, and it's been a little annoying having to resort back to walking around and taking the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
terrible. I hate bike thieves.
What's wrong on the bus? What's bumming you out on the bus?
Well, I don't mind taking the bus and listening to music or reading a book or something like that, but compared to having the nice fresh air on your face and getting out in the sunshine, it's not the same.
Yeah, I hear you. It stinks. It stinks to get your stuff taken, and it stinks to have to go through a patch, go in a different way than you like to go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with you, buddy. What's the music you want to talk about?
Well, I resolved to run a marathon. I was wondering if you could recommend any really good upbeat songs to excite me and get me motivated.
Yeah, listen to, I don't know. What do you like? What kind of music do you like?
Well, I think my favorite running song is Eminence Front by The Who.
Okay.
Or James Bond music is usually pretty good as well.
A Giant Dog. Listen to A Giant Dog. Listen to their album. They have a new album out now called Toy. Listen to that or the album Pile.
Pile?
Pile. They're both great albums.
Yeah, I've written down the Destroyer album. Looking forward to listening to that.
Yes. All right. That's a good album. Ken on Merge Records.
Yeah, I'm going to see if they're performing around Vancouver sometime soon.
Oh, check it out. All right, buddy, good luck with the marathon.
Thank you.
Best show, hi.
Hey there, Tom. How's it going?
It's going. To whom am I speaking?
This is Tom in Brooklyn, New York.
Tom in Brooklyn, New York. What's up tonight, Tom?
I just wanted to complain a little bit, join in on the complain-a-thon.
About what? What do you want to complain about?
Well, within the last couple of years, I got a job working at a music venue in New York City. And, I enjoy working there. I enjoy the people that I work with. But it seems like we never have any decent shows anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, it sort of made me wonder, maybe it was always kind of like that, and maybe I just wasn't paying enough attention before I started working there, but I found an old box in the basement of show finals from shows back in 2002, 2003 at the venue. And we maybe have a show that I want to see every, couple months or so. Maybe there's one. But in this box they had, and this was only like a couple month period, there was Jay Maskus and the Fog, Dead Moon, McCluskey, some other stuff that, of pretty decent profile, say what you will or about the artists, but there was Alanis Morissette played there, The Streets, all sorts of stuff. And, I don't know, it just feels like I got here and kind of it's already passed me by.
You missed it. You're working at a place that's not cool.
Well, it kind of feels like the whole city's sort of that way now.
That's cool. I mean, you're just at the uncool place.
I guess so.
That's cool stuff all over. So what's, but what can you do? What's a positive thing though you can do? You can mention to offset the complaint.
Well, I can still go out and see shows that are cool at cool places.
You can go
see.
Doesn't
feel like anybody's ever at them, but I'm happy to be there.
Yeah, and your work situation does not have to involve things you like and have them ruined for you.
That's true.
You can separate your work and your fun.
That's definitely true. It does sort of, when you're working in a music venue and you're just around the whole production of that all the time, it does kind of, it makes it difficult to go to other shows because you're constantly thinking about the things that relate to your job as opposed to, and it stops you from enjoying everything else that's going on too much. Yeah. It's hard to shut your mind off.
I hear you, bro. All right, buddy.
Yes, indeed.
You have a
great
night.
Good talking to you, Tom.
Thanks. Nice guy. Might be time to end the show, though. Might be time to end the show tonight. Might be time to end it. Might be time to wind it down. Might be time to say goodnight here on The Best Show. I'm gonna play different music. Play something different. Might be time to wind it down.
I'm as free as bird.
Yeah. You know? Look. Yeah, I'm complaining tonight. I'm in a bad mood. I'm in such a bad mood. And you know what? The bad, it's hand in hand with the sad. And yeah, I ain't feeling so hot lately. What am I gonna do? Right? You know, you feel how you feel. And you ride it out. But you know what? I'm trying. It's really stupid. And it's endless also. That's the other thing. Yeah, so look, everybody, I'm trying. Not having an easy time, got personal stuff going on, got work stuff going. Sometimes it all coalesces in a thing and you're just, you're lucky to be on your feet sometimes. You almost have to take that as a victory. That you kept going, you didn't fold in the face of whatever's bringing you down. And look, I know my stuff's not the worst in the world, but it's real and it's stuff I gotta sort through. I get it. And then you get the one thing falls on top of the other thing, and next thing you know, you feel like it's all just kind of piling together, and then this thing grows in stature because you're already feeling bad. You know that feeling when you just, it all kind of, a collection of things turns into one giant thing, and now you're standing in the face of a giant problem, and you don't even know where to begin. But you know what? You ride it out. You stay on your feet. You look for any kind of shot you can take to chip away at this thing. And you know what I got in my back pocket, man? I'll tell you this. You can say anything about me. You say I'm a... You don't think I'm a good friend? I disagree. You don't want to talk to me? Fine. Whatever. I can't control. Those are the things I can't control. Those are the things I can't control. Do they make me sad? Yeah, they make me very sad. But you know what? I can't control them. The things I can control, my own actions, and the one thing, you say whatever you want about me, man, but you know what you can't say? You can't say that I'm not funny. It's the only thing I got, Mike. Right? You say I'm this, you say I'm that, whatever. You see it how you want to say. You say I'm not funny, then that's, you're wrong. And that, the gift I was given, it's what brought me here, and it's what's going to get me out of it. And I'm going to trust it, and I'm going to ride it, and I'm going to stick with it, and I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. You know why? I'm not going to let dumb people... I'm not going to let dumb people drive me out of the game. That would be the worst version of the whole thing. If these dummies drove me out of the game, could you imagine that? That's who made me quit. The dummies that are already burning me up? They're the ones that got me out the door? No. Bleep, no. It ain't happening. I'll pull it together. And I'll tell you one thing, man. Just like when I was on those streets of Toronto on Yonge Street, and that dude was hitting the other dude with the bat, and then suddenly he messed up. He swung at the wrong angle. The other dude caught the bat, and suddenly the guy getting hit with the bat had the bat. He had the bat. And I'm telling you, soon I'm going to grab that bleeping bat, man. I'm grabbing that bleeping bat. And I'm going to start swinging like I'm a baseball fury. So you look out. I'm telling you, I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. I had enough. I had enough of this. I only got a certain amount of swings at the plate anyway. There's a finite amount of time. I'm not 20 years old. But you know what? I know what I'm doing when I'm at the plate. I'm not swinging like some maniac. Just swinging away, trying to knock it out of the park. I'll play small ball. I'll bunt. I'll get hit by a pitch. Whatever it takes. I'm not stopping. And I'm winning. And the thing is, when I win, I mean somebody's losing. And you know who's going to lose? The dummies and the halfwits who tried to take what I got. Why? Because they're weak and they're small. And you tell you this, you're weak and you're small. I'm not going to build... I'm not even after you. I'm not even chasing after you. I'm not... It's not a game of retribution or anything like that. Who cares? I don't care. I'm taking care of my business. But when I go up, baby, it means you're going down. So look out. Now get out. Get out. You're ruining this. All three of you. You're all fired. We come in playing air guitar. First of all, there's 11 more minutes of this. I should have let you keep dancing around playing air guitar. It's going to be, oh, it's still way too long for me to keep doing this. I forgot how long the live version of Freebird is at the end. Can you imagine? Look, I think Leonard Skinner kind of sucked in a lot of ways. Some of the worst lyrics you've ever heard. But this is pretty rocking. Gotta admit, this is good, this part. They were definitely laying it down now. Probably in front of a giant Confederate flag. But we're just going to let it was in the past. Most of them are not with us anymore. You'd hope they would have corrected that in the present day. Whatever. I'm not concerned about them. I'm concerned about me. And I'm sick of it. It's a sick, gross world we're in right now. There's animals. There's Harvey Weinstein. This guy should be launched right at the sun. He should be put on a space shuttle and launched right at the sun. And all these people, oh, I can't believe he was doing this. You knew. You don't think I know about the monsters who work on this show? I know what they're up to. I got ears and eyes. I know what goes on. I know what these dirtbags are up to in my backyard. I only see them once a week. And I'm not, look, I'm not naming any names, but trust me, I got a dossier ready to go right to the cops when the bleep goes down. I'm going to turn on, on these guys. No, I'm not doing that. Well, maybe I am. I can't say either way. But these people, it's a bad world, and all you got sometimes is to try to look for a good thing in the middle of the bad. Try to find a good thing in the middle of the bad. There still is good out there. There's good people out there, and there's good out there. The world might not look like the way you want it to look right now, but there are people who are your people, and find them, stick together with them, and try to turn things in your corner of the world around. And if everybody does that, then maybe the larger world can change too, and we can actually move forward from the nausea of things. It's the best show. I'll be back next week. Thank you for listening.